This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Zygabush wants to throw, out pattern, goal line, receiver on the run. Yes, he catches! Touchdown! Plyman with a beautiful route. He turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats, you don't want to miss.
Man open, caught, touchdown.
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
Okay, number 22, Gordon. That's enough for a Rebel. First down.
Oh, well, on the catch.
carry, picks up a yard, brings up third down and goal.
Oh, those sounds of high school football. For the 21st year, scoresbroadcast.com is online and on the air.
Here is Fort Loramie running it wide to the right. It's Cantwell trying to get the corner turned. He's on the edge of the Spencerville defense. He chugs inside the five, toppled down at the four. He's got the first with a couple yards to spare. Here's Chaffee, play action, fakes to Osborne. Receiver in the right flat, catches on the run. Well done on the play, but T.J. Roberts hauled it in, dead run. Look at him go. Roberts down the right sideline, made a man miss inside the 15 and scooted down to about the 10.
What an impressive opening drive that was for the Rockets. Here comes the train.
As a CSX flies through Booster Field, sounds like it's running right down the middle of the gridiron.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's only about maybe 30 yards behind us.
Here's Lachey, three-yard drop, looks down and out, far left corner of the end zone. Good coverage by Northridge. Is the receiver out of the end zone or in? Caught by Lehman, touchdown.
What a catch that was.
Evan O'Leary for Lehman made a spectacular catch far left corner of the end zone.
ScoresBroadcast.com features the head coaches before the big games.
They can run the ball really good at times. They've got a quarterback that's tall and can throw it. They've got a great slot receiver, number two, that he loves to throw to. They're running backs, I can't stress enough. You know, they're not easy to tackle.
And how about that Trevor Whitney up front?
Oh, my God. He's 75. He's the best lineman that we have seen so far. He is fun to watch. 280 pounds, and he's just nasty.
They're good at everything, man. They're good on defense. They're good on offense. Their kicker kicks the ball in the end zone. Their punter punts it a mile.
And he started off with 13 touchdowns and zero interceptions. And really, we haven't thrown. I think he's only thrown 64 passes, something like that. So
that's a TD pass every 3.5 throws.
Right, yeah. So he's made. And the good part of that, there's probably been six guys that have probably caught a touchdown pass.
Kyle Coleman, first-year head coach at Sydney. What will your club feature?
Good O-line coming back. You know, we feel like we can be pretty good up front. Our message to the team has just been come in and try to get better every single day.
Coming up next on scoresbroadcast.com is your high school football game of the week.
Back to throw, Hart looks middle of the field, open receiver, a quick slant with the 20, 15, breaks the tackle, over, touchdown. Fort Loramie strikes 34 yards out. 6'4", Carter Eilerman sprinting to the end zone. Got beyond the linebacker, snared it on the dead run inside the 20. He was off to the races. First down!
ScoresBroadcast.com, when you're talking about 2,000 games over the course of 20 years, I mean, what an amazing accomplishment, something that our region is extremely proud of. It's the best high school sports play-by-play around.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Night for high school football here on scoresbroadcast.com. Again, 10 gorgeous weeks of tremendous weather. We are blessed once more. The previous 9 Fridays have offered clear skies, temps from the 70s into the low 80s back in August and early September. This evening here at Fort Recovery, no clouds overhead, no chance of rain, hardly any wind. Temps falling through the 50s into the upper 40s by the end of this game. The weatherman has cooperated, and these two teams tonight will do so. In addition, we expect a very good game. Fort Recovery hosting Minster in week number 10. Both teams 5-4 heading into this season closing contest tonight. Each team with eyes on the playoffs. Minster with a win here this evening, and a Lehman Catholic loss might sneak into number 8 and play at home in week 11. More than likely, though, Minster finishes number 9 and is on the road. But Minster is in the postseason, win or lose, that is for sure. For Fort Recovery, not nearly as automatic. The Indians are on the outside looking in right now. The top 12 in the Southwest region of Division 7 qualify and play on. The first four get byes next week, week 11. Fort Recovery has to win tonight in order to get into the top 12, maybe the 10th, 11th, 12th spot, and thus qualify. So there is a lot on the line, that's for sure. Minster may be a home game. Minster's in. Fort Recovery's got a win to get in. I'm Jack Kramer along with Brandon Coverman. We're setting the stage for you here at Fort Recovery tonight. Brandon, even Steven matchup between these two clubs. I expect the running games to be good. Could be a quick game tonight. I don't know that either team will throw the ball around too much, although there is a lot on the line. Two clubs that I think are better than 5-4. And again, this is a 14-10, 17-14, 20-13 kind of contest.
Yeah, and the MAC has been so unpredictable this year, too. I mean, we think, you know, sometimes high school football can be predictable in some ways, but I feel like this year's had a lot of parity. So I don't know what to expect tonight. You got Minster, who's already clinched their spot, but can get that home game, which obviously is very important. But then you look on the other side, Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery looking on the outside in, and they're really wanting that playoff spot. They're going to play really hard tonight. I expect Fort Recovery. It's their senior night, last home game. You know, you got a spot to clinch in the playoffs here. I'm trying to go again for another time for 2 years in a row here for the first time since the 16-17 season. A lot on the line tonight, and I know there's a lot of eyes on the Marion Local Coldwater game, and rightfully so because of the history that they've had, but there should be a lot of eyes on this game too, Jack.
A little extra adrenaline maybe for Fort Recovery, which has dropped 6 in a row to Minster. Last time the Indians beat the Wildcats was back in the year 2017. Fort Recovery won it by a score of 28-27. Minster went on to win the state that year in Division 7, beating Fort Loramie, Convoy Crestview, Delta St. John's in the postseason, beating Cuyahoga Heights 32-7 in the final. But Fort Recovery nipped Minster in the regular season by a point. Minster lost 4 games in a row, right smack dab in the middle of the campaign, and then got hot. Over the last 7 meetings between the two, Minster averaging 40 against Fort Recovery, Indians averaging 20 per game. So it's been somewhat lopsided, and Fort Recovery wants to turn the tables tonight for that reason and others, as we've offered.
I think it's a big thing for Fort Recovery, forcing turnovers. You talk about how points could be at a premium this game. I think that's going to go really for both sides. Who can get that short field, that key turnover at some point in the game, in the third quarter, maybe even the first half, if we really, really see points at a premium. So you never know. I think that's going to play a big factor. Minster also, I think a big factor to them is a good start, too. They've been outscored by 40 points in the second quarter this year. That's something that you got to be able to close out the first half strong, be able to come out in the third quarter, be able to set the tone. So it's going to be interesting.
And Fort Recovery has scored 10 touchdowns in the first period alone this season. They're a hot starting club.
Yeah, especially when you only got, you know, 12 minutes in a high school period. So that means, you know, the script is running really well at the beginning for Coach Wes Wenning's team and offensive coordinator Tanner Cook and everything. So it'll be interesting to see how that first drive, you know, starts. You know, I think it'll tell the tale of the game.
We've got conversations with both head coaches coming up in a few minutes. First-year head coach Wes Wenning at Fort Recovery, and by telephone, a conversation with Seth Whiting in his fifth year as the head man at Minster. Should be a great game tonight. The teams will respond. The weather has responded. Thanks to you for responding and listening to us here online on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Osgood Bank with a new location recently established in Rushi, also locations in Fort Loramie, in Osgood, Chickasaw, and Indian Lake, osgoodbank.com. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, a long-term sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Hey, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers that winning combination of style and timeless appeal, using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. For these two teams tonight, key building components for sure. Bread and butter for Fort Recovery has been the ground game. It's been outstanding all year, led by the combo of Garkey and Wendell. Minster has moved the ball equally well through the air as on the ground. Minster has relied on key takeaways this year. They've been a big factor for the Wildcats. Those are key building components for tonight's game, opening the doors to success for these two clubs. Remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulze will elevate your living space, inspiring that winning combo of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors available at lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Seth Whiting in his fifth year as the head coach of the Minster Wildcats.
You've won the ball games, Coach. You needed to win. Anna, Fort Loramie, New Bremen, Versailles Parkway. You're at five victories. What is the situation heading into tonight's game against Fort Recovery? It seems to me like you are probably in the postseason no matter what happens tonight. But, of course, you want to finish strong and win week 10.
We're locked in, I'm pretty sure, at this point. But we talked to our kids all during the season, about growth and, our growth during the year. And by the time the clock hits zero on your Week 10 game, you need to be playing the highest level of football you can play so that you're ready to roll into Week 11. So, we're pushing our kids hard still, and we want to make sure that we play at an elite level tonight. Fort Recovery is doing a really nice job. Coach Lennon coming in and kind of, turning the juice up over there for those guys. And he's got those kids playing hard. They're competitive week in and week out. They've been pretty much consistently competitive, where we come out and we're ready to fight some weeks, and other weeks we're not competing. So, we got to make sure we're consistent and tough and competitive tonight and, give us a chance to go win a football game.
Hey, highlight your personnel for us. Young men who played exceedingly well the last several weeks. I know in big victories over New Bremen and Versailles. You had a nice combination of run and pass and rock-solid defense, too.
Yes, our defense has been the bright spot. I mean, we've pushed our turnover ratio back out to about plus five, and that's what's keeping us in those games. In Bremen, we were able to pound the football. Our line did a great job, and Tom Meyer ran about as hard as I've ever seen a tailback run. I think he had 180 yards on 20 or so carries, 25 carries. And Carson Kaler is getting better at protecting the football. Started off the year really strong with very limited turnovers. and then had a couple turnovers there mid-season, and then has really not had anything since. So, you know, he's doing a good job being smart with the football. We're not lighting the world on fire in the passing game, throwing for 300 a week or anything like that, but you know, he's being really smart with the ball, and you know, he's in that 60-70% pass percentage every week right now, and you know, he's doing a good job for us there. So and none of those things happen without good receivers and offensive line. So, you know, the week four we've played really well. I really would give it to the defense there, though. They've done a great job keeping us in games.
Yeah, six big takeaways against New Bremen and Versailles. Is that something you teach? Is it an innate skill that develops over the course of the season on the defensive side of the ball? How does that happen?
We spend a lot of time working on ball security stuff, both offensively and defensively. You know, we have takeaway circuits and things during practice, and we put a large emphasis on getting our hands on the footballs. You know, when our scout teams are repping through offense for us, our defensive guys are constantly getting hands on the football, getting an extra punch, getting a rip, you know, making sure that that's a big point of emphasis for us. And the same thing on offense. We're very tough on the kids in practice as far as ball security. So, you know, it is a major point of emphasis for us on both sides.
Hey, you've alluded to offensive and defensive line strength. Highlight some key personnel, young men who are playing their best football up front for you right now heading into Week 10.
We're pretty young up front. We have two sophomore tackles and a freshman center, but we're thankful. We have two senior guards that you know, have stepped in, and only one of them, Grady Hine, played some for us last year. So he's had to really be a vocal player for us, and getting our front set up and making sure everybody's communicating and moving the right way. And, you know, we're really proud of the growth he's had from a leadership standpoint. You know, these guys all followed a class that had a lot of three- or four-year starters. These guys have never had to be super vocal. You know, and then all of a sudden we're asking them to do all of the talking. So it took a little while to break them into that. But, you know, up front with our line, Grady Hine has really taken control of that, done a nice job for us.
Seth Whiting, head coach of Minster, before tonight's game between the Wildcats and Fort Recovery, a team that is playing very good football, solid running attack for the Indians, faced by the quarterback Garkey and the tailback Wendell.
Big and physical up front and have a powerful run game. You know, I'm terrible with names, but, you know, number three, the quarterback's big physical kid running downhill, and they throw 18 back there and put him at fullback sometimes, too. And, you know, the Wendell kid, the tailback's been, I feel like he's been playing there since I moved to Minster. I'm pretty sure he started as a freshman, so I've seen that kid's face for four straight years now. He's a good football player, and, you know, it's not just those guys, but as far as their running game goes, those are the, you know, the guys that you got to take care of there. And, you know, they have size everywhere. There's 6'4", 6'5" guys, it seems like, all over the field for them. And I think defensively, you know, I think their safeties do a really, really good job getting downhill and filling. And, you know, I think they play physical up front. Their linebackers move, and their two overhangs, their outside backers are big, long kids, are rangy, cover a lot of ground. So they present a lot of issues on both sides of the ball.
Seth Whiting, head coach at Minster, 5 years at the helm of the Wildcats football program. Before that, 5 years at Alliance, head coach in Northeast Ohio. And prior to that, 4 years as the head coach at Northwestern in Clark County. A 2017 Fort Recovery grad, Wes Wenning, is in his first year coaching the Fort Recovery Indians.
What a start for your team against Anna last Friday night. Have you ever had a young man go 65 from scrimmage all the way to the house on the first play of the night like Reese Wendell did?
I don't think you see it very often. You know, so anytime that happens, obviously that makes you feel good about the prep you put in all week. You know, and credit to the offensive line getting a hat on a hat. The blocks were perfect, and then he was right up the sideline, and Reese was able to finish it off. So, you know, proud of that first play.
Is that one of Wendell's bread-and-butter runs? What do you call that? It was so effective, beautifully blocked. It looked like you were right on the sideline with Reese, step for step. Did you throw a block on that play, Coach?
I didn't throw a block, but I think I jogged with him for about 10 yards until he left me in the dust. So if it was first play, we just went sweep, we were able to, you know, it was just blocked perfectly. Blocked perfectly. Like I said, hat on a hat, and we actually led with our quarterback, you know, up through that hole as well. We were able to kind of bust one loose on the first play.
Speaking of your quarterback, he led, as you said, in blocking on that play. He punts extra points, boomed a field goal of 30-plus, outstanding runner. You'll need another good game from him against Minster tonight.
Right. Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, Alex Gerke has been kind of a sole centerpiece, you know, in the way our offense and the way our football team's kind of carried themselves all year. You know, he's not a typical quarterback that you see in 2025. A lot of the, you know, 2025 quarterback, maybe not around here, but, you know, they're typically, you know, they don't like to get hit. They like to be a little bit more of the pretty boy. That's not Alex Gerke, man. He don't care about the post online and all this stuff, you know. He just wants to strap it up and play football. And whether that's at corner, whether that's kicking, punting, whether that's quarterback, it's sticking his nose in holes, it's tackling people, it's playing very aggressive. I mean, that's been him all year.
How about Reisner on defense in the secondary? Two picks for you. As a team, you had three.
Yeah. Tony Reisner's been playing excellent ball all year. I mean, he's our cornerback number 15, and you know, a lot of teams have tested him, because if you look at him, he doesn't pass the eye test. You know, he's probably 5'0", 100 nothing, but he is, when I tell you that there's not many kids that have more heart than him, that trust in the technique and everything we ask of players more than him, you know. So he's so technically sound. He trusts in what we coach and what we, and he's one of the most coachable players there are, in addition to being a senior leader and accountability captain on our team. And when you bring all those things together, I think that for him in particular has shown that he makes big time plays in big time moments and big time games, you know. So that's been the story of 15 Anthony Reisner all year.
I give kudos to certain members of your offensive and defensive lines. I thought they played very well, especially for 3.5 quarters or so. You got after the Anna quarterback, and you made him scramble around a little bit. He was he had some nervous feet. Give congrats to fine players on both sides of the line.
Yeah, you know, both sides of the ball, guys. Seniors, Caden Holman, another senior, Josh Evers. They kind of anchor that left side of the offensive line, and just give us constant. I mean, they're playing both sides. I mean, it's that time of year where they're playing both sides of the ball. So, end of the fourth quarter, like, it wears on them. But you ask a lot of those guys, because they are your leaders on both sides of the ball, and they're game wreckers, you know, in their respective positions. In addition to 52 Hudson Overman, who, you know, controls center for us, you know, he's snapping the ball, but also we'll throw him in at the D-line, and he had a few tackles for loss in that game, too. Another game wrecker, a bull in there. Those are some guys that have kind of stood out in regards to those O-line, D-line trench play.
Fort Recovery head coach Wes Winning, before tonight's game between the Indians and Minster, tell me what you know about the Wildcats.
Yeah, so they run multiple formations on the offensive end. You know, they've got a very talented young quarterback. I believe he's a sophomore, number 10, lefty, which looks a little, you know, you don't see too many lefty quarterbacks, so it's always something to adjust to. But he can extend plays with his legs and create plays. Obviously, big 80. Five Albers kid, he plays tight end, wide receiver. They look to get him the ball, and then they've got a number of skill guys. You know, I believe 20's their halfback. You know, who's he's not a huge kid, but he is a hard runner, a tough runner, tough to bring down. In addition to some skill guys, where they, you know, they're very shifty on the outside. I mean, all in all, I believe this group, you know, just plays hard. Like, all I heard at the beginning of the year was how much they lost from last year. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so you kind of expect maybe a down year. But I think, you know, I guess talk like that, I mean, Coach Whiting and everybody on that staff, you know, they're kind of proving everybody wrong and just how gritty this group is, because they've really raised their floor. And, I mean, if you don't come to play against the Wildcats like an Anna and possibly us on Friday or any of those other groups, like, you know, they'll punch you in the mouth.
Words of Wes Whiting, head coach of Fort Recovery. Previous 4 years, Coach Whiting was an assistant at Akron Hoban. Shelby County Veterans Services, 133 South Ohio in Sydney, provides many services to vets and their eligible family members. Services include VA claim assistance, emergency financial relief, transportation to VA medical appointments, the on-site food pantry, to name several. Shelby County Veterans Services is here to ensure that you receive all the benefits you deserve. Don't hesitate to call the office at 937-498-7282 to schedule an appointment. For information, visit the Shelby County Veterans Office online at ShelbyCountyVeterans.org or look us up on Facebook. You served our country. We are here to serve you. And don't forget, it's the big Veterans Day program downtown Sydney, November 11th, 11 a.m., sponsored by Shelby County Veterans Services. Minster Wildcats, Fort Recovery Indians, high school football upcoming on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of. Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at High Camp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at High Camp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Welcome back to Fort Recovery. Jack Kramer, Brandon Coverman. Beautiful weather night. Great game in store for you, too. The 5-4 Fort Recovery Indians, the 5-4 Minster Wildcats. Starters for Minster, Carson Kaler, quarterback, 5'10", 165, a sophomore. Dominic Meyer, running back, 5'11", 185, a senior. Jace Hemmelgarn at full, 5'9", 170, a senior. Wide receivers, Noah Schwederman, 6'4", 200, a senior. Andrew Kettner, 6'3", 160, a senior. And Tyler Bergman, 5'9", 165, and a junior. Tight end, Cole Albers, 6'7", 235, a senior. Along the offensive line, the tackles, Caden Bergman, 6'2", 245, a sophomore. Jacob Davis, 6'4", 235, and a soph. Your guards, Grady Hine, 5'10", 215, a senior. Carter Cordy, 6'2", 215, a senior. The center, Andrew Frimmel, 6'1", 215, and a freshman. For the Fort Recovery Indians, quarterback Alex Garkey, 6'2", 210, a senior. Running backs, tailback Reese Wendell, 5'11", 180, a senior. Fullback Luke Lochtefeld, 6 feet tall, 190, a senior. Your wide receivers, Colson Post, 6'1", 170, a senior. Troy Post, 5'9", 160, a senior. They are not related. Brody Bargy, the other wide out, 6'5", 195, a junior. Tight end, Breaker Judy, 6'5", 205, a junior. On the offensive line, the tackles, Caden Homan, 6'1", 260, a senior, and Jake Meyer, 6'2", 200, a junior. The guards, Josh Evers, 6'5", 190, a senior, and Ray Grube, 5'9", 235, a senior. The center for Fort Recovery, Hudson Overman, 6'2", 270, and a sophomore. You hear the public address in the background. The Mr. Wildcats have entered the gridiron. Here come the Fort Recovery Indians, attired in the bright purple, white and silver trim, silver headgear. Minster across the way, white from top to bottom, with black and orange piping. Shapes up as a great game, Brandon. A lot of electricity in the air here at the outset.
Yeah, and like I told you, Jack, you know, a lot of eyes on on Marion Coldwater tonight, but I think a lot of eyes should be here. You know, Indians playing for a playoff spot. You know, the MAC always boasts how they're the best small school conference in the state of Ohio, which they are. Just a big opportunity for them here tonight to add another team to the playoff with a win tonight. And Minster, a chance for them to get a home game. So it should shape it up to be a really good one. Be really exciting here. And week 10, beautiful weather. It's nice, crisp October weather that we got here tonight.
Oh, we currently produce over 50 million poly bags of hardware per year while maintaining strict quality and accuracy standards. We are production support in Rushi. We provide customized kitting and poly packaging of your products, and we offer assembly and warehousing too. Production support always looking to expand its team with men and women who have the work ethic we prefer. To inquire, check our website, productionsupportinc.com. That's productionsupportinc.com. We promote Scores Broadcast to the many schools and athletic programs in the region that it follows with online play-by-play. Production support in Rushi, 30 years of dependable service. At Production Support, your job is in the bag. Well, this game tonight is anything but in the bag for either club. It is even, Steven. I've talked to 9 or 10 different people this week, asked them what they thought about the game, and it was split right down the middle. 5 said Minster, 4 or 5 said Fort Recovery, and perhaps Minster a slight favorite. A senior night, though, here at Fort Recovery, which owes Minster one. The Wildcats have won 6 in a row over the Indians.
Yeah, exactly. You want to avoid that, you know, 6-game win streak turning into a 7-1 here. And, again, it's been a while for Fort Recovery, too. Senior night and everything. So, again, should be fun. Minster ready to receive. And here we go, week 10.
Yeah, Minster is in. And I wonder if that affects their performance here tonight at all. You can bet that head coach Seth Whiting, Brandon, and his staff have made sure that Minster gives 110% in this Week 10 game heading into tournament play next week.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you don't want to lay back if you're Minster. Again, you could fight to be possibly playing a home game, which is a huge boost for you no matter what. We know Memorial Stadium is always rocking with good Minster fans. So, I mean, that's a big advantage for Minster if they can get that privilege to play here. But for recovery, I'd say what, their student section's decked out. They got their towels waving. I mean, definitely that home field advantage is definitely going to be a big plus for them tonight.
And the Fort Recovery quarterback, Garkey, kicks it off to start the game, and he bloops it down to the 21-yard line near the boundary. Minster gathers it, runs to the 25. Gang tackling by Fort Recovery. Job well done on coverage. And Minster starts first and 10 from their 25. It was Anthony Reisner on the hit for Fort Recovery of Tyler Bergman for Minster. First and 10 Wildcats. Right at their own 26-yard line is where the ball is spotted for play. Again for Minster, the lefty Carson Kaler at quarterback. And he has thrown the football for about 117, 118 yards per game this year. And he beat a few teams early on in the campaign with his feet. And he's no longer a sophomore. He's a pretty experienced quarterback, that's for sure, having developed some fine seasoning over the course of this campaign. First play from scrimmage for Minster is a running play outside left guard, and it's a beauty. Breaking through goes Kaler, made a man miss. The quarterback called his own number, and he split two linebackers at the 40, zipped to the 50, into Fort Recovery territory. Poor tackling by the Indians, who couldn't chase down Carson Kaler, who sneaked through a crevice between left guard and tackle, Brandon. It was blocked beautifully. That's what I mean about Carson no longer being a sophomore.
Yeah, absolutely experienced. That's a 32-yard run to start. Just a nice little QB power here to start in for Minster already in Fort Recovery territory.
And that play right there is a microcosm of Minster's run game. It has been stellar. Handoff on the play to Dominic Meyer. He tries to buck outside left tackle. He's hit hard at the line of scrimmage and pushed back. He might have picked up a couple of feet. Second down and plus 9 for Minster at the 42 of Fort Recovery. Game opens with a 32-yard gallop by Carson Kaler of Minster to start it. And the Wildcats are 8 yards on the plus side of the 50. Line to gain is down at the 32.5 of Fort Recovery. Two receivers split right for Kaler. He wants to throw, drops to the 50, wheels a pass ahead, hash mark near side. Yes, it's caught at the 36-yard line. Receiver on the play for Minster is wrapped up right now. Brody Hart in there on the hit. Kettner on the receiving end. Gain good for about 7 or 8. Third and 2 for Minster. New line of scrimmage, the 34 of Fort Recovery. Opening 2 minutes of this game, no score. First offensive march of the night. Minster setting up shop inside the 35 of Fort Recovery, which has 1, 2, 3, 4 down linemen. Kaler in the shotgun spread. High snap, takes it back at the 40, wants to run. He's to the line of scrimmage, pops it wide, juke step, gets around the end, nailed down around the 30. He's got the first down with a couple yards to spare.
Yeah, I felt like as soon as they went empty on that third and 2, you just had to, for recovery, be able to shoot a gap. But Kaler able to pick up 4 yards there and get that ball to the Fort Recovery 30 here.
So Carson Kaler has picked up about 40 yards or so rushing the football on this game-opening drive for the Minster Wildcats, who have the ball at the Fort Recovery 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 down linemen for Fort Recovery. 2 or 3 linebackers up snug. Oh, it's play action pass. Oh, the rush is on. They come after Kaler, 10 yards behind the line. He gets out of the pocket and dumps it out of bounds down around the 20. That was one of those plays, Brandon, where you survive and live.
Yep.
For a second down play.
Just a little play action bootleg out to his left, and he had to get rid of it because Fort Recovery picked it up very well. There's a hold penalty on number 67 right there, so they're going to accept it. That goes against Grady Hine.
So that is a walk-off against Minster. Fort Recovery says, okay, we'll take the penalty. It was an incomplete forward pass, but it is now second down and 20 at the Fort Recovery 40. Good pass rush applied by Jake Meyer and Josh Evers of Fort Recovery, defending on that last play. Play did not count. It was a penalty on Minster. Quarterback Kaler in the spread takes the snap at the 46. Delayed handoff. It's an aborted play. Mix up in the backfield. Hit hard is Tyler Bergman, who was dished the football by the QB Kaler. And there was a yellow marker thrown in at the sign of the tackle. That was not a penalty.
Yeah.
But it does result in a negative four more.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it is going to be second down and 24 yards to go for Minster inside the 45 of Fort Recovery. The line to gain is down at the 20.
Just lucky that. It looked like maybe a fake jet sweep right there. Just miscommunication on snap. Minster's lucky they fell on it there.
Yes. Here's Kaler, 7 yards behind the line. Long, high-arching bomb into coverage. Contact down around the 10. And here comes a flag. A second one is thrown in. The receiver for Minster, Schwederman, who is zipping beyond the numbers, far sideline. And Schwederman was nudged clearly as the ball was coming down. He was pushed off his spot. The officials saw it. Fort Recovery didn't have to play it that tight.
No.
They had the man bracketed.
No, that's Troy Post there on the defensive back. It was an underthrown ball there. Just got bailed out with a call. Did Minster. It was obviously the right call, but ran into the receiver there and gets Minster a free first down after what seemed to be a really crappy first and second down there for Minster.
So it's a 15-yard step off. No automatic first down. Second and 9 upcoming for Minster. Line of scrimmage, the 29 of Fort Recovery. First 4 minutes of the game, no score. Here's Carson Kaler, fakes the forward pass. Delayed handoff, Dominic Meyer. He explodes, 25-20, and he shoots to about the 17 or 18-yard line. He's got the first down. Offensive line for Minster is getting the job done right now, despite being in a hole as a result of penalties. Way to go, Minster, up front.
Yeah, what a beautiful job to pull that right side open. Dominic Meyer, just downhill, one of the better runs I've seen him have all year. A good 10-yard pickup there for the senior tailback.
Line of scrimmage is the 18 of Fort Recovery. Minster with a very steady drive to open the game. Four receivers flanked on first and 10. Kaler gives the ball into the breadbasket of Meyer. He meets resistance at the 19. He's thrown back. Good hit right in the middle of that Fort Recovery defensive line by Kobe Schmitz. Josh Evers assisted. Absolutely no gain as the ball carrier was stoned right there at the 19. Second and 10, Minster inside the 20 of Fort Recovery. 7:20 left, opening quarter, no score. Initial drive of this game. Minster player getting off the field, hustling to the far side, and we have a penalty marker thrown. It could come up against the Wildcats, who've been penalized multiple times already in this game tonight. And we're not even halfway through the first period.
No, it's 7:10 still to go here, but you kind of said it right. Like, you felt like this game's quick, and this first drive is almost 5 minutes in, and, you know, Minster's just barely inside the red zone. Actually, they're outside the red zone. I take that back. They're just outside the red zone on the 24.
And we talked in the pregame several minutes back about how we thought this could be a briskly played game with a lot of runs from scrimmage. Kaler this time rolls to the right, and he pitches a forward pass to the sideline about a yard ahead of him. It's caught behind the line of scrimmage at the 25, run down to the 20, a pile up at the 18 across the way as Kaler has shoveled the ball up above his left shoulder. Just a very short flip to Tyler Bergman. He skipped downfield, leaving Minster a 3rd and 9 from the Fort Recovery 24.
So speed option bubble right there. And
yep, that plays almost like an end run.
Yeah, exactly. You got the option to take it, or you got the option to throw that bubble screen.
Three receivers far left for Kaler. You can bet this is a passing down Wildcats in four down territory here. Kaler with Meyer alongside. Here comes the rush. It's a screen to the right. It's well blocked. It's caught at the 19-yard line. Run to the 15, the 10. The receiver sprints to the end zone. White jerseys out ahead of the receiver. Beautifully done on the play. Kaler hit the tight end. Cole Albers and the big 6'8 young man hauled it in. Not that he needed three or four blockers in front. Big Cole at 6'8 can shake off would-be tacklers, but
yeah,
he had a quartet of young men out in front of him. Boy, it was a gravy train down the right sideline.
Well, it's just a great tight end screen there. It's just like that play action that kind of blew up in Mitzer's face earlier in that drive. They come back with that same kind of concept, and right there, they throw it right there. The four recovery defense bites, and it was easy. There was a huge, you know, train of blockers out there in front. And Albers being 6'8", is also a big guy, motors into the end zone.
And Beckham Steffi makes it 21 for 21 on PATs this year as he smacks it home dead center between the uprights. Minster on top 7-0, 6:35 left first quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Well, here's the Minster kickoff sailing down the right side of the field, beyond the hash mark, beyond the numbers, rolling inside the 10, the 5, touched on the play before recovery near the out-of-bounds line. Was it ruled to have gone off the field of play?
Yes. What the returner did there for Fort Recovery is he laid on it and he had his foot out of bounds, which classifies an out-of-bounds ruling. So smart play there by the returner. Otherwise, man, that's a loss of about 25 yards. I mean, it's going to be a nice start for Fort Recovery. What kind of looked as to be a crappy start is going to be right at the 35-yard line.
Yep.
For Fort Recovery. It's a huge swing in their favor right there.
By rule, out-of-bounds kickoff. First and 10, Fort Recovery at the Indians 35 as they catch a break. It was almost disaster. Line of scrimmage would have been back around the 5. Alex Garkey at quarterback. He'll be under center some in the spread as well. Running play, Reese Wendell. He garners 1 over left guard, and that's it. He is bumped to the ground right there. Second down, 10, 36-yard line of Fort Recovery. Carter Cordy in there on the stop for Minster, which gave up ground grudgingly on that play. Half the first quarter gone. 6 minutes left, opening period. It is 7-0 in favor of Minster. Here comes Fort Recovery to the line of scrimmage. Receivers left and right for Garkey. He has Wendell behind him. And it is a fake to Wendell. Screen to Breaker Judy in the right flat. Good catch on the run at the 38. Look at him go. He powers to the 40, 45. Toppled out of bounds at the 48-yard line. Play goes for 12 or 13. Good hookup between Garkey and Judy.
Yeah, two nice-sized tight ends tonight. Probably some of the better tight ends in the MAC between Breaker Judy and Cole Albers. And a nice little pass in the flat there. Picks up 13 yards right there. Gets Fort Recovery a fresh set of downs.
2 yards short of the 50. First and 10 Indians. Tight formation. Couple tight ends employed. Garkey under center. That means it's probably a running play. It's a toss sweep to the left to Garkey, who cuts it back, or I should say to Wendell, who cuts it back sharply in the offensive backfield. And he journeys right up the middle of the gridiron between the hash marks. Thought he was going to go wide, and he steered his way over the 50 down to the Minster 46 as he shoved ahead for 6 on the play. Second down and 4 for Fort Recovery, 46-yard line of Minster. In there on the last stop for the Wildcats was Jace Hemmelgarn. Again, 2 tight ends, Garkey under center. It's a toss back to Wendell again. He's got a hole in the middle. He puts his head down and romps hard. He digs to the 40, inside it to the 39. He has got a first and 10.
That was a great run, just straight downhill right at you running. You don't see too much out of that at the high school backs anymore.
Yep, that's what we expected to see a lot of tonight. Reese Wendell running it on the ground, along with quarterback Garkey for Fort Recovery. Dominic Meyer rushing the ball for Minster with occasional help from Carson Kaler, the quarterback, toting it as well. Run up the middle again. Fort Recovery pile up at the 35. Play results in a 4-yard advance. Was that the QB Garkey straight ahead?
Correct.
Give him 5 officially. Football is nosing its way inside the 35. Line to gain just outside the 30. Second down, a little more than 5 to go for a first down for Fort Recovery. Here is Garkey in the offensive backfield. O-lineman pulled to the right. Ball given to Wendell. It's strung out nicely by Minster, and Reese Wendell is dumped at the line of scrimmage.
Got a flag down, too. So
marker on the play. It'll be a 3rd and 5 coming up. It's against Fort Recovery. If I'm Minster, unless it's a major penalty, I would decline it and force a 3rd and 5 or 6. But Minster elects to take it. It's a 10-yard hold against the Indians, who now will put the ball in play near hash mark, 45-yard line. No score. We've played close to 9 minutes opening period. We've had 2 possessions. Minster march downfield, 75 yards, despite some penalties. Great drive by the Wildcats to begin the game, leading 7-0. Fort Recovery on a march here. Low snap to Garkey, picks it up eventually, has an opening, darts right up the middle, 41-40, lurches to about the 38. It'll set up 3rd down, and every bit of 8 yards to go for a 1st down for Fort Recovery.
I dropped that snap there initially, and a nice way by Garkey just to plunge up the middle again and get some of them yardage back.
Tyler Bergman, last tackle for Minster. Indians to the line of scrimmage. Unless they get 5 or 6 here, they might be forced to punt on 4th down. We'll wait and see. Big 3rd down play. Garkey, the quarterback. He fakes to Wendell. It was a read option. Garkey kept it. Minster's all over it. They swarm him at the 37-yard line, setting up a 4th and 6. Chase Bishop, one of the leading tacklers on the year for Minster, in there on the stop.
Yeah, I think you have that play with the idea that you're going for it on 4th down as the Fort Recovery offense stays on the field and about this 4th and 8 situation right here.
Line to gain is down very close to the 30. Ball marked for play at the 37 of Minster. 1, 2, 3 receivers to the left, 1 to the right. Shotgun spread for the quarterback. It is Garkey. He retreats, steps up in the pocket, throws. It's a crossing pattern. Yes, it's caught. Angling middle of the field on the receiving end at the 27-yard line is the wideout, Colson Post. He was in front of the safety to the right of the linebacker. Zone defense by Minster. It was soft. Garkey threw a rope to Colson Post, and he raced downfield 6 or 7 more yards after catching. 1st and 10, Indians, 20-yard line of Minster.
Nice shot by Post just to find that soft spot in that zone set up there, and Garkey threw a dart there right on his hands.
Garkey under center. Uh-oh, Garkey retreated. Looked like he wanted to go with play action and fake the ball to Wendell, but he dropped it on the ground. And let's see who made the recovery. Haven't seen an official signal.
I thought Fort Recovery got on it, and they're signaling that way.
Oh, the Indians were lucky. An alert play along the offensive line by one of the Fort Recovery Indians. And it may very well have been a Caden Holman who plopped on that football. They went for a negative three, though. Second down and 13, Fort Recovery. Line of scrimmage inside the 25 of Minster, which leads 7-0. We are late in the first quarter of play. Slot right, under center is Garkey. Ball given to Wendell. It is a little bit of a delayed handoff. Wendell trudges to the line of scrimmage, squeezes out a few yards between right guard and tackle. Pile up down around the 21 or 22. It'll set up third down and about 10 to go for a first down for Fort Recovery. Final 15 seconds tick off into the first quarter. Two possessions, one each way. 7-0 Minster after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair, towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Myers Convenience Store and Drive-Thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
Well, the Minster Wildcats are guilty of offside, and Fort Recovery starts the second quarter with a third and eight. Ball marked for play down around the 17 of Minster. Fort Recovery throws a flat pass. It is caught behind the line of scrimmage at the 18-yard line. Troy Post scoots down the near sideline. 15-10, makes a man miss. He's all the way to the 5-4. Great play call during that delay there by Fort Recovery. Wes Wedding dialed up a pass behind the line to Post, and he did the rest. First and goal, Fort Recovery.
Yeah, absolutely. Nice bubble screen. It makes your call easier when it's 3rd and 7 instead of 3rd and 12 before that encroachment. Here comes the I formation.
Here's the power I look. The first man gets the ball. I think it's Lochtefeld who hammers to maybe the 2. Big pile up right there. A lot of white jerseys from Minster. On top of the stack, goal to go, Fort Recovery. Big breaker Judy was in the offensive backfield. He lines up as an H-back at tight end. He'll run the ball, receive it, stand 6'5". Goal to go from the 2 for Fort Recovery. Opening minute, second quarter. Minster leads 7-0. Indians trying to draw even. I formation again under center, the quarterback Garkey. Ball carrier, left tackle goes Reese Wendell. He barges over, touchdown. 7-6, our score. First minute, second quarter of play here at Fort Recovery.
That is a good drive there by Fort Recovery. Both teams got bailed out with penalties at some point, making their drive a little easier. But we talked about it in the pregame, and you mentioned it, Jack, how Fort Recovery has executed very well on their first drive of the season, or first drive of the game, I should say.
Here is Garkey on to boot the PAT. He's been exceptional all year. I think he's only missed one. He's something like 31 for 32. 2 for 3 on field goals. Ball snapped back, spotted down. It is boomed by Garkey, sailing high and far. Yes, it's in the middle, right down the heart between the goalposts. So Beckham, Steffi, and Alex Garkey add extra points to their team's touchdowns, and we are tied up at 7. Two long offensive drives, one by each team, spearheaded by fine running plays with an occasional forward pass sprinkled in. 7-7 tie, opening minute, second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster, and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Oh, what a kickoff by Garkey all the way down to the 4, but it's Tyler Bergman who hauls it in, and look at him go. He cut outside to the left, beyond the hash mark, beyond the numbers, down the Minster sideline, gets a wall of blockers. Bergman with a mad dash, 35, 40, 43-yard line. Great field position, Brandon, for the Minster offense.
Absolutely, and Jack, you were talking about earlier how these teams really grounded and pounded. The quarterbacks, 3 of 3 each on that drive, on their respective drives, Carson Kaler and Alex Garkey. So nice job by each team to kind of keep the balance of the ground game up with some good passes there.
Minster to the line of scrimmage in a 7-all tie. Ball marked for play at the 43. Ball dealt to Dominic Meyer. Meyer on a scamper around left end, gets a block a couple yards downfield, and he barrels to about the 49 or 50. 3 short of a first down, 2nd and 3 for Minster. A 7-7 tie, 2 minutes gone here in the second quarter. The kind of game we expected. Ball control by each team. Very good ground attacks. A few successful forward passes mixed in, as Brandon noted. Each QB 3 for 3 on his team's opening offensive thrust of the night. Here is the ball dealt on the play to Dominic Meyer again. He surges, 47 of Minster, maybe the 46. Move the chain. It's a first down.
Nope, right to about the 45-yard line. So, hey, a nice run. Dominic Meyer has had some nice runs here in the early going for Minster.
Tackle on the play by Fort Recovery's Jake Meyer. 1st and 10, Wildcats. Right at the 45 of the purple-clad Fort Recovery Indians. Minster in the away white, black headgear, orange piping. Here is Kaler in the spread, back at his own 49. Running play, Minster right up the gut. Good forward movement by the offensive line allows Dominic Meyer to hammer ahead for 5, maybe 6 more. New line of scrimmage, the 40 of Fort Recovery. Down to 9:22 to go in the second quarter. A quickly played game here tonight at Fort Recovery. 2 receivers far right for Carson Kaler, the sophomore left-handed quarterback. Second down and 5. O'Kaler with a run all the way, sprinting to the far sideline. He is beyond the numbers into the Minster bench. He crashes to the boundary, out of bounds, very close to the first down, and he gained it.
Yep.
First and 10, Minster at the Fort Recovery 35.
Just stretch that football out there a bit. That little bit at the end helped get him that first down there, and got about 5 yards there exactly is what they're going to give him on the play there, Jack.
Couple of receivers flanked far right for Kaler. He's got Meyer alongside in the shotgun spread, standing back at the 41, fakes the inside handoff, steps back to throw, rifles it middle of the field, caught, dead run, 18-yard line by Minster. Open space, en route to the end zone. Yes, the wideout for the Wildcats catches. Well done on the play. Not sure if that was Schwederman.
It was.
Schwederman right in the middle of that zone defense for Fort Recovery. There was a huge gap, and unaccounted for was Schwederman. No, on the dead run. Good first down pass play, like the thought. Good plan, executed well by Minster, catching Fort Recovery off guard. And the Wildcats are on the board and go up 13-7 as Kaler and Schwederman hook up. Extra point try here by Beckham Steffi. Snap is low. It's collected well by the holder, put down. Steffi swings the leg, and he nails it. 14-7, Minster. 8:30 left to go, second quarter. On scoresbroadcast.com.
The Plaza in Bakken's is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Bakken's is a spacious 8,000-square-foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, General Manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Bodkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place. Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers 4 convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
We are back at Fort Recovery. Minster has kicked off a pop fly boot down to the 25-yard line. Troy Post muffed it, recovered it, and the Indians start first and 10 from their own 28, trailing 14-7. About a third of the way through the second quarter. Here's a big running play, bursting to the outside. Garkey dealt it to Wendell. Look at him go. He gets a key block 10 yards downfield, and he hot foots it to the 48-50, over to the 49 of Minster. What a dash by Wendell. The ground games for these two teams are really going tonight. Minster mixing in some very successful forward passes, and the offenses are in gear right away. Fort Recovery, though, starting inside its own 30 on this possession in one play. The Indians are at the 49 of the Wildcats. Quarterback Garkey throws a pass 7 or 8 yards downfield, near sideline, beyond the numbers. Yes, it's caught by Colson Post at the 42. Beckham Steffi trips him up at the 40. A plus 9 on the play. It will be second down and one for Fort Recovery.
Well, that's for Colson Post. Three catches for 39 yards. Garkey 4 of 4 now, passing here tonight for 52 yards.
Both teams marching up and down the field. Receivers left and right, second and short. Garkey's in the spread. He fakes the feed to Wendell. Garkey rolling out to the right behind the line. Being chased, good pressure back at the 50. And he throws it away low, 12 yards downfield into the Minster bench. Very good pursuit by the Wildcats. As darting in from a linebacking post on that play for Minster was Colby Niemeyer, one of the top tacklers on this club. That was one of those downs you felt like you had a play to waste
yeah.
in Fort Recovery.
Yeah, and I like that personally in a second and one situation. You want to take a shot downfield. You got two more plays, especially in high school football, to make a play downfield. I like that call by Coach Wes Wenning.
Garkey under center. Ball stuffed into the tummy of Wendell. Breaks a tackle 2 or 3 yards downfield. He's beyond the linebackers at the 30, 25, 20. Wendell on the loose. Somebody nipping at his heels. Caught him from behind at the 18-yard line of Fort Recovery. Or I should say of Minster. The Wildcats were bunched in trying to stop that short run. And once the ball carrier, Wendell, got beyond that first line of defense, Brandon, he was off to the races, makes one more man miss. He's to the house.
Yeah, he's running mad right now, running like a senior that wants to be playing in the postseason next week, Jack.
I formation, slot right. Get breaker Judy and Reese Wendell in the offensive backfield. Judy blocking for Wendell, who takes the pitch. He romps around right end, cuts it back, far hash mark. He sprints inside the 15, the 10, stacked up at the 5. Goal to go, Fort Recovery. Boy, the two offenses in high gear here tonight, senior night at Fort Recovery. A lot on the line. Minster is in. The Wildcats want to try to improve their lot, maybe get a home game as a number 8 seed. Fort Recovery is playing to win to get in. Here come the Indians to the line of scrimmage. 6:50 to go in the second quarter. 7-point lead Minster, but it's in jeopardy. Under center Garkey. He hands the ball off on the play to Wendell. Outside left tackle. No resistance whatsoever. Touchdown, Indians. 14-13. Minster up a point. Good push up front by the Fort Recovery offensive line. Nicely done by Caden Holman, Josh Evers, and Hudson Overman. Left tackle, left guard, and center. Extra point try here by Garkey. He's only missed one all year. Beckham Steffi, his counterpart, hasn't missed one all season. Boy, these two kickers, unbelievable percentage on the campaign. Booting PATs. This one by Garkey. Right down Main Street. Center cut once again. We're tied at 14. We seesaw back and forth. Over 6 to play in the second here at Fort Recovery on scoresbroadcast.com.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I've bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, three-fourths of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
Yep, Tyler Bergman just took the kickoff by Fort Recovery and raced from the 10 to the 33-yard line on first and 10. The Wildcats try a running play to the left, but Carson Kaler, nowhere to go. He reverses his field, and he's decked inside the 30. He lost three. It'll be second down and 13 for Minster at the Wildcats' 30-yard line. Under six to play in the second quarter. It is a 14-all tie. It's 7-7 at Versailles. Tigers in St. Henry, Coldwater, Marion Local. Nothing. Second quarter of action in Maria Stein. Here comes Minster to the line of scrimmage. It is Kaler, the quarterback. It is a curl route over the middle. The receiver catches. He's pulled down right away. Kaler hits his man, Kettner, at the 35. He spilled at the 36. It's third down and a little better than seven to go. Possession play here for Minster. We have not had a punt in this game yet.
No, but credit on the first down. Reese Wendell came through and had a nice tackle, which is taking Minster off schedule. Let's see if Fort can get off the field here.
Kaler's got two receivers left, two to the right. Fort Recovery lurching. Was it an offside call against the Indians? I think so.
Yeah. Boy.
And that means Minster confronts a third down and less than three to go for a first down, more like two and a half. Line of scrimmage over the 40. 5:20 left, second quarter, game tied at 14.
Kind of sloppy in some ways with a lot of penalties so far.
And a 35 Parkway, nothing, second quarter. Here is Kaler giving on the play to his offensive running back, Dominic Meyer. Meyer meets resistance at about the line to gain, creeps forward to maybe the 44 or 45. He's got the first down, and then he is dealt a blow to the shoulder. Back he goes. Forward progress just shy of the 45. First and 10, Minster. Move the chains. So the Wildcats, facing a second and 13, do eventually get the first down. 4:40 left to go. Clock ticking away. Second quarter, tied at 14. Fort Recovery needs a win to get in. Minster trying to improve its lot. Wildcats are in. Maybe a victory earns Minster a home game. Kaler in trouble in the offensive backfield. He dances out of the pocket. He hustles near sideline. He's beyond the hash mark at the numbers now. Flips it ahead, incomplete, out of bounds at the 50. Good play by Carson Kaler. He was running away from traffic. Incompletion, second and 10, Minster. Clock stops, 4:26 left in quarter number two. Wildcats will put the ball in play at their own 44. Game all knotted, 14 apiece.
Looks like Ochtefeld there tracking him down on that play, getting scrambling Kaler out the pocket.
Kaler gives the ball to Dominic Meyer. Meyer tiptoes to the line of scrimmage. Oh, he breaks a tackle, shoots it wide. What a play by Meyer. Kept his balance. He's at the 45 of Fort Recovery, 40. He is gang tackled across the way. What a play by Dominic Meyer. He was behind his offensive line, appeared to be stalemated a yard or two downfield, but the play is coming back. There is a marker, and let's see what this entails. It is against Minster. It's a hold. That's a big penalty because Meyer had rumbled for about 20.
Yeah, he did a nice job waiting to bounce that outside. And again, some penalties. Penalties have been a big problem here in the first half. It's something you expect to maybe see in August, maybe not here in late October.
4:13 left, second quarter. Game tied, 14-14. Minster to the line of scrimmage from the Wildcats, 45. They must advance to the Fort Recovery, 46. Second down and 9 after the walk-off. Kaler sends a man in motion. Carson in the shotgun spread, high snap, gives it to Dominic Meyer. Meyer's got a crease right up the middle. He spurts to the 49. It will be third down coming up, and every bit of 6 to go for a first down. 3.5 to go in the second quarter. And we have a timeout upcoming. Both teams head to the sidelines. 14-14, even up. 3.5 to go, second quarter, from here at Fort Recovery on scoresbroadcast.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
As we return to action, Carson Kaler for Minster keeps from his own 48, runs it to the 48.5 of Fort Recovery, setting up a fourth down, fourth and 2 for the Wildcats. Game tied at 14. Long cadence for Kaler. He calls his number again. He journeys up to the line of scrimmage, tiptoes to the 47, 46. Stacked up right there. Oh, it's close. A measurement may ensue. Fort Recovery saying, hey, we the Indians stopped him.
Yeah, well, I think Minster got it the way they're cheering.
Chain is advanced ahead. The officials give the signal. First down, Wildcats. Wishful thinking on the part of Fort Recovery. Final 2:12 of the second quarter. Game tied at 14.
And again, if you're Minster, you're smart with this. You don't give Fort Recovery another possession to, you know, to finish this first half off. You take your time. You got all your timeouts, under 2 minutes. You don't let them touch the ball because Fort gets the ball out of the halftime break.
Two receivers far left for Kaler. Deep drop. He's at his own 45. Long bomb. The south paw, airs it out down the left sideline. Double coverage by Fort Recovery against Tyler Bergman. Way down around the 15. Incomplete. Kaler did throw it long. Boy, had he airmailed that on the short side, it was going to be a pick.
Yeah.
So it is second down and 10 for Minster. Just outside the 45 of Fort Recovery. Clock stopped. 1:47 to go, second quarter. Game is even, 14 apiece. Trips to the right. A trio of receivers bunched to the wide side of the field for Carson Kaler. He's got Dominic Meyer alongside. Meyer blocking. Kaler throwing at the first down stake at the 35 over the head of the receiver. It is no good, incomplete. Kettner was pretty well covered. Kaler flipped that one in the air a little too tall. Third and 10 at Minster. Line of scrimmage, the Fort Recovery 46. 1:42 left, second quarter. We are all knotted, 14 apiece. One, two, three receivers to the right for Kaler. Again, Meyer alongside. Kaler in the shotgun. He'll take the snap at his own 49. Looks middle of the field, no one there. Looks out to the left flat for Dominic Meyer. He's covered. Here's a late flip-off on the play by Kaler just as he's hit. Meyer catches and bulldozes down the left sideline, 45-41. He is thumped out of bounds right there. Good awareness by Kaler, who made something out of what appeared to be maybe an aborted play. Well defensed by Fort Recovery. It still results, Brandon, in 4th and 5 at the 40.5 of Fort Recovery with 1 minute to go in the second.
Yeah, they dropped 8 in coverage there. They only had 3 down linemen. They're doing the same thing here. I think it's because they have a lineman out, a starting lineman now, trying to see if they can get pressure with 3 guys.
3 receivers left for Kaler. Looks that way. Now zips out of the pocket, being harassed. Makes a man miss in the offensive backfield. Late delivery, long lob downfield. Minster tries to make a catch inside the 10 at the 5. Caught over the shoulder. Spectacular play. Kaler ad-libbing in the offensive backfield. Eventually, as he ran toward the line of scrimmage, found Noah Schwederman down inside the 10. As I think Fort Recovery might have given up on that play in the secondary, thinking Kaler was going to be tackled or he was going to run the football. And Carson Kaler, with a strong left-handed arm, the southpaw, found Schwederman. Line of scrimmage is at about the 3-yard line. That's where it's marked for play, goal to go. The ball dealt by Kaler to Dominic Meyer. Meyer bangs to the 2, the 1, timeout Minster. Goal to go, 1-yard line. Scoreboard clock reads 14 seconds left to go here in the first half. Isaac Reisner in there on the hit for Fort Recovery. Big sequence coming up here, Brandon.
Yeah.
As we look at the scoreboard clock, timeouts remaining for each team.
You got 2 for Minster, 3 for Fort Recovery. If Fort Recovery, you're just thinking of getting a stop. That's all you're thinking of right now. Being able to try to stack the box. Maybe see a Carson Kaler run. Be nice to see kind of what their goal line packages. Maybe expect a Cole Albers, leaking out into the flat or something like that. Seeing a play like that here in this drive. So I think you're going for it on all 4 downs. You got the timeout. So no panic right now if you're Coach Whiting's offense here.
During this drive, it looked like Minster might be stalled around midfield. The Wildcats are bailed out. A long bomb pass play. It was successful. Kaler to Schwederman, and it's got Minster knocking on the door. Line of scrimmage officially the 2. Only 14 ticks on the clock, late second quarter. Ball snapped back to Kaler, gave it to Meyer. Meyer powers to the 1.5, the 1. He is stopped short of the goal line with 6 seconds to go in the second quarter. Second down upcoming for Minster. One final play. Timeouts are called. 14 all tie. Final few seconds, second period. Goal to go for Minster on scores.broadcast.com.
With great support from Lacal Equipment in Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Lacal manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Lacal, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Lacal proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Lacal Equipment in Jackson Center.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Oh, here's the last play of the second quarter. Handoff. It goes from the quarterback, Kaler, to Dominic Meyer. He's undercut at the one-yard line, and Fort Recovery stops Minster. We have no time on the clock. Was there a timeout called, Brandon?
Yeah, there was. The official signaled it pretty quick. I think Coach Whiting knew what he was doing, trying to run it right up the gut, and knew he had that one timeout. I think that's why he's being safe there and not going out on a pass pattern there, because he knew probably running it would give him two plays. Now you go with your best play on the goal line here.
The scoreboard reads zero time remaining. I'm a little confused.
I think probably the score clock operator, it just wasn't discussed there very quickly. It should be communicated between the officials and the score clock operator, which I believe is in the booth next to us.
So I guess we are led to believe then that there's a fraction of a second remaining in the second quarter.
Yeah.
And Minster ran the ball there, was stopped short. They've still got a down remaining.
Yeah.
What, inside the one, a Fort Recovery?
Yeah, there will be another one more play with about probably a second or two left. They don't have anything up on the clock right now.
What an exciting close to the end of this first half. Can Fort Recovery halt Minster short of the goal line again? Two receivers out to the right just for show. Carson Kaler is in the spread. He's got Dominic Meyer alongside. The snap back to the five or six. Here's Minster running it right up the middle. Ball carrier, 2-1, goal line. And I think Minster scored. Yes, touchdown, Wildcats. Dominic Meyer behind his center. Good blocking up front. Give credit to Grady Hine, Andrew Frimmel, Carter Cordy. They got it done. And on the last second play of the first half, Minster punches it in for six. That is a big touchdown after Fort Recovery had stopped Minster cold at the 1 or 2 foot line on the previous play. We thought maybe time was going to expire, but Minster quickly got a timeout with a second remaining. Beckham Steffi cracks the extra point toward the uprights, and he's got it. And both teams head to their locker rooms as the first half closes. Minster with a last-second touchdown, literally, in the first half of this game to lead 21-14 at the intermission break here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Hello, pumpkin. It's that time of year. The Great Pumpkin Pie has arrived at Frisch's, and it's just as delicious as you remember. With a flaky, made-from-scratch crust and silky, real pumpkin filling, each pie is baked to perfection and ready to enjoy. Or try another delicious fall favorite, our pumpkin spice caramel cake, with layers of ice cream and Frisch's pumpkin spice cake topped with a caramel drizzle. Stop in, call ahead, or pre-order online at Frisch's.com, DoorDash, or Uber Eats.
Frisch's in Sydney. We're still here, never left. As popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney?
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of ScoresBroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureComm and Minster does it all. SecureComm finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureComm and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureComm in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureComm, your pros in protection.
It is halftime at Fort Recovery, 21-14 our score. Minster in the lead. We have not had a punt in this game. The offenses have dominated. It has been a good show, but both quarterbacks, Carson Kaler for Minster and Alex Garkey for Fort Recovery. We've had, I think, Brandon, officially 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 possessions in this game and 5 touchdowns.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You said it would be a 20-14 game maybe at this game. I think you meant halftime. Yeah, both teams are perfect. And looking down at my stats, I mean, each team is efficient. That's all you can say. It's efficiency on the offensive end at its highest peak that it can be.
Our halftime here on scoresbroadcast.com from Fort Recovery being brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Bodkins and by Borcher's Family Floor in Fort Loramie. It's a 21-14 game. Minster leads Fort Recovery at the break on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Bodkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Bodkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Bodkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Bodkins, building excellence.
Hello again. Welcome back to Fort Recovery. Jack Kramer, Brandon Coverman. Some stats, Brandon, through 2 quarters of play. As you mentioned, optimal term, first 2 quarters to describe the 2 clubs' performances. Yeah. Efficient, for sure.
Yeah, I've got, right now for Minster, I've got 75 rush yards and 77 pass yards for Minster, so pretty dead even there. For Fort Recovery, I got 92 yards on the ground and 52 through the air. Scoring goes like this on the first drive of the game with 6:30:9 to go. 19-yard TD catch by Cole Albers. The PAT was good, 7-0 Minster. And then with 11:09 in the second quarter, it was a 2-yard Reese Wendell run. The PAT was good, tied things up at 7. And at 8:32 in the second quarter, a 35-yard touchdown reception by Noah Schwederman made it 14-7 after the PAT was good for Minster. Then Fort Recovery responds back with 6:45, a 5-yard Reese Wendell run, and the PAT is good, making it 14-all. And then right as the clock expired, the 1-yard scamper by Dominic Meyer, and the PAT is good, making our score what it stands now, 21-14 on the scoreboard.
And that third Minster touchdown, you're so right, Brandon, it was toted into the end zone by Meyer as the scoreboard clock read 0-0-0 on the previous play. Fort Recovery had stopped Minster inside the 1. I think the Indians had thought, like a lot of us did, the first half ended on that previous play. The scoreboard clock read zeros all across the board. I think head coach Seth Whiting and his staff alerted the officials prior to that play that, hey, we're going to get a timeout. If we're stopped short, we're going to get a timeout and run one more play with a second to go in the second quarter. And it was granted by the referees, and Minster made good on it. And that's our difference here at the half, that final 1 second remaining in the second quarter, touchdown by Minster, 21-14.
Yeah, and officials know that. I mean, they have that inkling, and so do coaches and everything, that you're going to create a timeout, so that like, coaches plant themselves very close to that far side line judge so that they can get that timeout. They knew what they were doing. I'm sure they got it off in time. So well planned there by Coach Whiting. A smart, very football 101 for any coach.
Halftime score, Minster 21, Fort Recovery 14. Halftime brought to you by Schnipple Construction and Botkins and by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Brandon Coverman from Fort Recovery on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Here it's 21-14 Minster over Fort Recovery at halftime. We understand Marion Local and Coldwater are zip-zip 0-0 at the end of two quarters of play. Late second quarter, Versailles 7, St. Henry 7, and Anna led Parkway 35-0 in the second quarter. Hey, you will surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meat, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center, from succulent steaks and roasts to mouth-watering brats, bacon, and burgers. Our store is a haven for most meat enthusiasts. We are Curly's Custom Meat. We originally specialized in processing beef and hogs for individuals who raise their own animals. Today, through the support of loyal customers, we offer the highest quality in meat processing at our retail store, Curly's Custom Meats in Jackson Center. From our gate to your plate, we take great pride in ensuring top-of-the-line standards and maintaining control over our products. And at Curly's, we source locally grown, wholesome beef and pork, delivering a level of flavor and freshness that's unmatched. You see, we combine the art of butchery with exceptional service. This means for you a meat shopping experience like no other. Curly's state-of-the-art smokehouse produces meat products that will tantalize your taste buds. Oh, you'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats at 610 West Pike and Jackson Center. That's Curly's, C-U-R-L-Y-S, curlysmeats.com. That's Curly's Custom Meats in Jackson Center. You know, you'll love with all your heart your new home from Eisenhart Homes in Anna. You see, at Eisenhart, we understand that building a home may be the biggest investment of your lifetime. Our goal is to create a home that satisfies every aspect of your lifestyle and is a home you will truly love. Starting from sketches on paper all the way to the final design, we will walk you through every single step of the home building process. At Eisenhart, we are hands-on, working with you closely, from design to framing to everything in between, like picking out backsplash tiles for the kitchen. You'll love our attention to detail at Eisenhart Homes. We stay within your budget and meet your goals for extremely high quality. We're also experts at remodeling. We add rooms, update kitchens, finish basements, and more. We are Eisenhart Homes in Anna, Eisenhart.com, E-I-S-E-N-H-A-R-D-T, Eisenhart Homes.com. You'll love with all your heart your new home from Eisenhart. Upcoming in just a couple of minutes, we'll hear from Doug Ute, Executive Director of the Ohio High School Athletic Association, comments from him on the new football playoff format and answers to other questions I posed for him during an interview midweek up at the OHSAA office in Columbus. Halftime at Fort Recovery, 21-14, Minster leads the Indians on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Yeah, Jack, we've been talking with Troy Vincent in the National Football League. Jack, we've been talking with Troy Vincent in the National Football League office, and...
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in LA, California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Hello, once again, welcome back to Fort Recovery. Jack Kramer, Brandon Coverman, 21-14. Minster leads the Fort Recovery Indians at halftime. It's our Week 10 game of the week on scoresbroadcast.com. Well, 5 years ago, Doug Ute, a former coach, teacher, athletic administrator, principal, and superintendent who spent 35 years in Ohio schools, was named the executive director of the Ohio High School Athletic Association. I spent time with Doug this week, and the first question I posed was all about the new high school football playoff from 16 teams in each region qualifying 1 year ago to 12 this season.
It's not very popular with myself because I feel like we just took some opportunities away from kids. But we also have to understand how we got there. You know, one time we were at 2, then 4, then 8. And we were going to 12 prior to COVID. COVID hit. Everybody got in, and we heard a lot of feedback from our schools. Boys, nice to, it was good for our town. We don't normally get this experience.
Sure.
And so we went to 16 based on the ease of doing it. And there are, of our 28 sports, there's only one sport we have that not everybody gets in. And so, but we are where we're at. So we're going from 16 to 12. We're going to evaluate those things, see who's in, see who's out, talk to people who didn't make that. But basically with 12, it gives four teams a bye. And so, you know, where we're going to go this year, we're going to go instead of the first two games at home, better seated, so we're doing the first three. One of the reasons we did that, it's not because we can't find places to play, because a lot of people have turf fields now and they want us in there and those things, because, you know, their booster club makes some money when you're hosting. And so by going to that third game, then a team who routinely is in that first four, you know, they get a chance to host two games. And, you know, when you talk about some of these schools that are doing this and running some of our events, you know, I talked to an AD, Jack, the other day up in Northeast Ohio. They did 8 events last year. He brought in $22,000 to his booster club. And so we're going to do that. And so all the way up through the regional final, you know, we'll be played at the better seed. And so we're excited because it's, you know, we're sitting here. And I can't believe this. The fall went so quick, but I can't believe it's playoff football time. And so excited about this.
OHSAA scholarship money given to member schools on the rise.
Certainly anything we can do for our student athletes. We're at 200 $1,000 scholarships right now. And we increase that. One time we were in below 100, and we increased it, and we continue to keep increasing that. And that, you know, that money comes from our assistant fund back to our member schools. So anything, Jack, that we have above 9 months cash on hand goes right back to our membership. And one of the things we've done the last 3 years is every member school, whether you want a playoff game or not, you got $1,250 2 years ago, $2,000 a year, and then this past August, $1,250 back to our membership. And that's part of that assistance fund that we use for things like the scholarships, and would love to continue to keep increasing that, so because every little bit helps.
How has the OHSAA gone about placing a renewed emphasis on good sporting behavior?
Yeah, you know, I think I pulled this a little bit from my days as a superintendent. It used to drive me crazy because I got a chance to go in classrooms as a principal and a superintendent, and I remember as a principal, I used to think, man, I'd be such a better teacher now if I went back in just watching my peers teach. But a lot of times they don't like to share. And it's not because they're mean and, hey, I'm doing this. They're just not, you know, oh, it's not that big a deal to us. But we also found out with the sportsmanship things, man, we've got a lot of schools doing a lot of good things. And so we're just asking them to share out. Example, one of my favorite examples, I was at a girls' basketball game a couple years ago, and they were reading a sportsmanship message before the national anthem. And a young lady on that basketball team grabbed the microphone and read a prepared message from the students there on what the students expected from their community members and themselves at that event. And I was just blown away by that. And so let's share that out, you know. And I've seen joining hands during a national anthem with the other team and, you know, things like that, that the kids, it's their event. And so it's pretty neat when you go to sportsmanship conferences and the conference, you know, where they pick kids from each school to come and listen to the kids talk about that. And so, yeah, we wanted just to say, hey, let's share this stuff out. You know, you don't have to do it, but here's a great, great idea.
Words of Doug Ute, Executive Director of the Ohio High School Athletic Association. In future games coming weeks here on Scores Broadcast, we'll have continued conversation with Doug, topics down the road. The future of girls flag football in the state of Ohio is a sanctioned sport, and NIL. It's evolving. It's here to stay. How will the OHSAA deal with NIL? That is a topic for our discussion upcoming next week here on Scores Broadcast.
21-14, Minster over Fort Recovery at the halftime break here on scoresbroadcast.com.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Stigenbush wants to throw out pattern, goal line, receiver on the run. Yes, he catches. Touchdown. Kleiman with a beautiful route. He turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats, you don't want to miss.
Man open! Caught! Touchdown!
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Up here we go. Third quarter underway. Kickoff by Minster. Fort Recovery returns from the 12 up to the 15-20, over the 30-yard line to the 31 or 2. Five possessions so far in this game. Five touchdowns, three scores for Minster, closing the first half on a touchdown from a yard away, or less than a yard, as time expired. A couple of offensive possessions for Fort Recovery, two scores as well. Five possessions, five touchdowns, 21-14 in favor of Minster. As we start play here in the third quarter, ball marked for play right at the 35-yard line, dead center, middle of the field, Fort Recovery possession. Garkey under center, pitches back to Reese Wendell. Wendell cracks ahead behind his center, gets a late push from his offensive line. He's up to the 39-40 over it. He lunges to about the 43, hard-earned yards for Wendell. Count them, 8 big ones.
Boy, he runs like a madman, doesn't he, Jack? He just runs pure downhill and with pure speed and power and might. And that Fort Recovery offense, obviously perfect in the first half, needs to be perfect again in the second half, Jack.
Well, late in that second quarter, number 77-0, Caden Homan, 6'1", 260 offensive tackle, a senior, came off the field for Fort Recovery. Let's keep our eyes peeled, Brandon, and see if he's back out there to start the second half. A run for a first down, a short jaunt over the 45 to the 46 by Fort Recovery. It was Garkey who bullied his way for a couple, 3 yards, first and 10 at the Fort Recovery 46, opening minute, third quarter, 21-14. Minster in the lead. Fort Recovery needs a win to get in to the postseason. Minster would like to improve its lot. Maybe sneak into eighth and get a home game. Minster is in the playoffs, probably no worse than ninth or tenth. They've got a spot locked up. Both teams, of course, would love to get victories here tonight. Fort Recovery, as I said, needs a triumph to play in week 11. And Minster wants to sustain winning momentum into the playoffs. Running play, Fort Recovery, outside right tackle. Reese Wendell burrows for 2 or 3 to the 48 of Fort Recovery. Second down and 7. Opening 2 minutes, third quarter of this game. Pitch back, Garkey to Wendell. Wendell is streaking over the line of scrimmage, 50-45. He's carrying Minster tacklers with him inside the 40. Boy, he is tough to bring down, running like a young man possessed to the Minster 37-yard line, Brandon. Heck of an effort by Reese Wendell.
Absolutely. Like I said, he just gets that second level. He's so hard to bring down. It's just the thing with Reese Wendell. A good dozen-yard pickup there for Wendell.
21-14, Minster by 7 over Fort Recovery, which has a 1st and 10 at the Wildcats 37. 2.5 minutes gone, third quarter of this game. Wendell again, outside left tackle. Boy, he bear hugs that football tightly as he pushes inside the 35 to the 34. He netted 3, 2nd down 7. Minster defensively got a nice hit on the play by Colby Niemeyer. Chase Bishop assisted. 9 minutes left in the third. 21-14, Minster. Fort Recovery trying to keep up the tradition of this game. Each possession means a score.
Yeah. You just keep expecting smash-mouth football, I think, now.
Indians surging down the field. Second down and 7. 34-yard line of Minster. In the offensive backfield, Garkey fakes on the play to Wendell. He looks, rolls out to the left. He heaves a pass inside the 20. A leap by the receiver. It is too high. Contact made. Let's see what results.
Yeah, I don't know if
it's a penalty against somebody down inside the 20-yard line. And maybe the flag will be picked up. The throw was a bit tall. Ball is coming back to the original line of scrimmage. And I don't think an interference call is made, but it's against Fort Recovery on the offense. It's an OPI, not a DPI like we first thought, and that hurts Fort Recovery and moves the ball back to the 49, a yard on the plus side of the 50 for the Indians. But it's second down now and a whole bunch, because that's a 15-yard step-off.
Yep, exactly. And penalties have hurt at times. Even though these offenses have been crazy efficient, obviously, there has been quite a bit of penalties here throughout the duration of this game.
At the forward pass by Garkey was thrown near the numbers, this sideline, down at the end of the Fort Recovery bench. And it looked like the receiver may have staggered into a defender as he tried to find the football. Defender for Minster was knocked off his spot. There was additional contact after that. It was ruled a foul against Fort Recovery. Garkey in the offensive backfield. Play action. Fires middle of the field. Intended for a receiver at the 36. Off his fingertips. No good. Incomplete. Downfield for Fort Recovery. getting a hand on that football was Brody Bargy, 6'5", 195-pound junior. He got a mitt on it, but could not reel it in, Brandon.
Yeah, good thing it didn't hang up there any longer than it did. Minster was waiting. Taylor Fancher was waiting there to possibly pick that off right there. And good thing that didn't happen there for the Fort Recovery Indians. And now facing that third and a mile now, we might see that first punt of the game here.
Third and 20, 49 of Minster. Garkey's going to run right up the middle. He's behind his guard. And he stalled just beyond the point of attack, 48-yard line. Fourth down coming up for Fort. And the Indians, Garkey, will punt. And that is going to be the initial punt of this game. Up to this point, five possessions, five scores. 4 minutes gone here in the third. 21-14 Minster. Garkey back at his 36. And he'll punt the ball to Bergman, who's inside his 15 for Minster. Low snap, kick by Garkey. He drives it low, end over end, hits at the 25, bounces 20, 15, toward the sideline, out of bounds. Directional kick by Garkey. Let's see where it is officially marked for play. Down around the 20 or inside it, I think. Wildcats start first down, 10 yards to go.
Yeah, maybe it was about a net of 30 yards there for Fort Recovery, so... You know, not too bad if you're Minster there, if we considering where they were kicking from. So we'll see if Fort Recovery can get a stop now. Minster gets a response. Let's see if Fort Recovery can do the same.
A proud sponsor here on Scores Broadcast, Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Schaefer Propane offers propane to farms, homes, businesses, trucking companies. Schaefer Oil offers the same customers gasoline and diesel fuels. Minster runs at minimal gain a couple. Previous line of scrimmage just inside the 20. Run to the 22 or 23. Second down and 7 for Minster. 4.5 minutes played. Third quarter. 21-14 Wildcats. Schaefer Oil, also a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. This is a four-generation business started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer. And the legacy continues today with many of the great-grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Energy for today and tomorrow. More about Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in a moment. Here is a handoff on the play to Dominic Meyer. Disciplined run. Weaves his way over the 25. Stays on his feet. Good balance. Won't go down. Nailed at the 29. Third and one. Minster, line of scrimmage in a hurry. Ball fed. Kaler Meyer. He shoves his way up and over the 30. He's got the first to the 31-yard line. Hey, don't forget, with regard to Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie, online ordering available for Schaefer Propane, online bill payment available for Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane both. Go to the website, schaeferoil.com, S-C-H-A-F-E-R-oil.com. You can complete online ordering for Schaefer Propane online, and bill payment is available for both online at schaeferoil.com, S-C-H-A-F-E-R-oil.com. Here is Carson Kaler on the keeper for Minster. He bucks ahead for a couple or 3 yards. New line of scrimmage is going to be the 34 in Minster's end, second down and 6. And we have consumed now half the third quarter of play. It's moving along quickly.
It's exactly eerie to the first quarter, Jack, of how quick it's moved. Both teams getting committed to running the ball and keeping it on the ground.
Here is Minster snapping it back to Kaler. Kaler rolls left. Looks like he's going to run. Late delivery to the sideline. That play has been used once or twice already tonight. Yeah. Completed pass, but a very minimal advance of the football. In fact, maybe no advance at all. Receiver caught it at the stake across the way, noting the line of scrimmage. No gain whatsoever. Ball completed to Bergman. Third and 7, Minster. Line of scrimmage, Wildcats 34. Will we have our second punt of the night and the second in two possessions?
Hey, we might, and the defense will be coming out then. Fort Recovery, it's a big down for them.
Uh-oh, Fort Recovery showing blitz pressure. And did the Indians commit an offside penalty?
Yeah, I don't know if Reese Wendell got in the neutral zone there. You coming up from that linebacker spot. Looks like they're sending a linebacker blitz. They walked him up, and they're going to call an encroachment.
And that hurts, because instead of third and 6.5 or 7, it's going to be third down now and
one.
Third down, 1.5 yards to go for Minster. New line of scrimmage is at the 39. First down marker over the 40. Big play, Wildcats out of the huddle, line of scrimmage. Third and a couple, a little less than 2. Inside the Minster 40, 21-14 Wildcats. Beyond the midway point, third quarter. Minster rushes it, and there's a big stack up at about the point of attack, right around the 40-yard line. Forward progress for the Minster runner. Dominic Meyer might have been enough for a first down. Let's wait for the official signal.
He's short.
And we don't have one.
He's short.
Chain coming in, perhaps. Let's see if a measurement ensues. I think it's going to come in from the far boundary. Yep. Does appear to be about a foot short. No question about it. Hey, the Sydney Frisches has never left. It's still here in Sydney, going strong on Michigan Avenue, west of I-75. We are as popular as ever at Frisches in Sydney. Enjoy those fabulous Frisches favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. How about the iconic Big Boy, the original fish sandwich, crispy onion rings, oh, tasty vegetable soup, chili as well, that delicious hot fudge cake, pumpkin pie served right now at Frisch's in Sydney, too. And don't forget the Frisch's Breakfast Bar, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. on weekends, 7 to 11 on weekdays. Frisch's in Sydney, open till 10 every night. Hey, what's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? Still there in Sydney on West Michigan. That's Route 47 west of I-75. We're going strong with those fabulous Frisch's favorites. It was a first down for Minster. 46-yard line of the Wildcats. Kaler, play action. He's dancing in the pocket, still dancing. Open receiver found late, far left side of the field. Caught 15 yards downfield. Run after catch for 5 more to the Fort Recovery 42-yard line. Carson Kaler with all day to throw, and Andrew Kettner went downfield and then hooked at the sideline, came back to meet the ball, and Kaler spotted him, rifled a shot to him. First and 10 Minster inside the Fort Recovery 40.
You know, it was a secondary option there was Kettner. He really wanted to go for Noah Schwederman down the sideline, but Fort Recovery had him covered up pretty good. So nice job by the offensive line to hold up there, too, for Minster.
Three receivers short side. Flag flies. Maybe delay of game against Minster. Let's see what the mechanics from the referee indicate. Yep. Penalty on Minster costs him 5, a pre-snap foul. Ball marked for play now at the 45. A Fort Recovery, 21-14 Minster, 3 minutes left in the third quarter. We've had no scoring in the second half of play. Minster, line of scrimmage, 45. Wide receiver, far right, Carson Kaler, calls his own number. Oh, look at him go. He breaks contain at the line of scrimmage. Makes a man miss, gets a block. Kaler cuts it to the far sideline. Stays on his feet. Great balance at the 10. He is going to go for the score. Carson Kaler for Minster. What a dazzling run, as it was a disciplined effort by him. He hopped to the line of scrimmage, looked for a block to open up. A seam developed, and Carson Kaler flashed some speed, and he took it to the house. A run of 45 or 46, and now Fort Recovery is down but 2 scores, 27-14.
Boy, just a great run. Once he got to that second level, man, he just took off, and the freshman running with no fear.
We'll give credit where it's due. That offensive line of Minster was rock solid
executing fine blocking up front. Becca Mustafi for Minster boots the extra point through once again. He's 24 for 24 on the year.
Wow.
What a job by Steffi. That is perfection.
Yeah.
28-14, Minster, 2:46 left in the third. Here on scoresbroadcast.com.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
It is a short kickoff by Minster. Almost looked like an onside attempt. The ball traveled over the 50. Fort Recovery covered it at the 48-yard line. Good field position for Fort Recovery, shy of the 50. Indians now down two scores. Just heard over the public address a third quarter score, a long 40-yard field goal by Coldwater to lead Marion Local 3-0 in the third quarter at Maria Stein.
Well, Marion's had their backs against the walls three times this year. Now, is this the time they finally break? Man, it seems like Mark Brunn's defense there at Coldwater, shout out to them, has really been containing Marion so far.
Yep, Fort Recovery is running the football. It's off tackle for two to the 50. Good hit by Hine and Corte in there for Minster. And Fort Recovery is not in the sped-up offense yet, but the Indians need to generate points on this drive. Fort Recovery down 28-14 to Minster. 2:15 left here in the third quarter. Indians face a second and eight from the 50. Garkey in the spread, fakes the sideline throw, goes long, down inside the 20, double coverage, incomplete, intended for Colson Post. Garkey located him, but good cornerback and safety help on the play from Minster. Third down, eight for Fort Recovery. You wonder if four down territory is coming up. 8 yards to go here on third down. Indians are down to 14 points. Tail end of the third quarter.
You haven't been able to get a stop either. That's the thing that makes it easier to go on fourth down, too, if you get in that situation. You got Breaker Judy in the backfield playing quarterback in this situation.
He's the Wildcat. Breaker Judy, 6'5". Takes the snap 5 yards behind the line. He's going to run between right guard and tackle. He pushes, nudges, stays on his feet. Offensive line is behind him. And Judy carves out 13 to the Minster 40. What a run by Judy. That's what that play is designed to do.
Exactly.
Enabling Judy to stay on his feet almost the remainder of the third quarter.
Yeah, and it kind of looks like when we talk about Ray Hoing from Fort Laramie, that same thing. Just come tackle me, and I'm going to drag you along. And, man, he downhill run, 13 yards. Great job by Breaker Judy there.
1:36 to go in the third.
Same thing.
Is this a Judy again?
Same
thing,
takes
the snap from center, and he bulldozes his way for five. As he drives hard inside the 38, 37, forward progress, 36. Niemeyer on the hit for Minster. Second down, 5.5 to go for a first down for Fort Recovery. Final minute, third quarter of play, 28-14. Minster in the lead. Fort Recovery trying to punch in a score on this drive. and make this contest very interesting entering the fourth period. Garkey back at quarterback. Toss sweep to the left. On the edge, the ball carrier is snowed under after he traveled for a yard, and that's it. Wendell tried to get on the periphery. Minster stretched it out. Niemeyer tackling. Third and four, Fort Recovery, line of scrimmage just inside the Minster 35-yard line. 25 seconds to go in the third quarter. This, unless it's a pass play, will be the final play of the third period of this game. Here is Garkey under center. He's got Judy and Wendell behind him. It's Wendell, the late handoff, outside right tackle. He's got a hole. He charges through it to the 30, 25, upended at the 24. Well done by Reese Wendell and the offensive line of Fort Recovery. First and 10 for the Wildcats, or I should say the Indians, as the third quarter closes out. Ball on the 25 of Minster when we come back to start the fourth. 28-14, Minster on top of Fort Recovery on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster, and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Yep, here we go. Fourth quarter. Stage is set. It is a 28-14 game. Minster in the lead over Fort Recovery. And before we can commence the opening play of the fourth, we've got a foul, a pre-snap penalty coming up against Minster, I believe. And Fort Recovery now has a first and five instead of a first and 10. Line of scrimmage had been marked for play at about the 26 or 27 of Minster. Now it's down inside the 25. First and five for Fort Recovery. It is Garkey in the shotgun. He's the lone back behind the center. He looks to the right, airs one out, far corner of the end zone. It's juggled again, pretty good coverage. Receiver had a shot at it, couldn't contain it. Colson Post, the young man for whom the ball intended, had an opportunity. Pretty good tight coverage in the secondary by Kettner. He doubles on offense and defense for Minster. And he was right with the intended receiver. That was well done on defense, Brandon.
Yeah, absolutely was. And tried to get a Colson Post down the sideline a couple times and just hasn't worked, but juggled, just kind of ran out of real estate there.
Second and five. I think Fort Recovery's Coach Winning thought they could try that pass play given the five-yard penalty on first down. But this running effort is stalemated right at the line of scrimmage. Penetration strong from Minster. Wendell stacked up. Might have picked up a yard and a half or two. It is going to be third down. Every bit of three to go for a first down for Fort Recovery. Ball marked for play inside the 20 of the Wildcats. Opening minute, fourth quarter of this game, 28-14. Minster in the lead. Indians to the line of scrimmage. Two tight ends employed. Garkey under center. It's going to be grind him out football right now. Garkey takes the football, retreats into the offensive backfield, doesn't give it to Wendell. Garkey keeps looking and go. He turns the right corner. He's got the first down. That play fooled Minster. Garkey finally tackled at about the 11 or 12. It is a first and 10. Garkey reversed his field in the offensive backfield. I think a lot of folks in the stadium, Brandon, thought Reese Wendell.
Yeah.
Thought Wendell had possession.
I don't know if it was a broken play or what, but as soon as Garkey saw no one in the backfield, he pivoted and darted to the right side and was able to pick up that first down. So I don't know if that's by design, but nice job by Garkey there.
Goal to go at the 12. Garkey to Wendell. Wendell pounds. He is inside the 10, 9, 8. It'll be second down and about 6 to go for a first down for Fort Recovery. The Indians want to make sure they get 7 this trip down the field and turn this into a one-possession game with 9 or 10 minutes to go in the fourth quarter.
You have to. You have no other option. You're not going to guarantee probably get another 2 possessions at this point if you're Fort Recovery.
Receivers flanked wide left, wide right for Garkey. He's in the spread. Second down, closer to 7. Line of scrimmage, 9 of Minster. Garkey wants to throw. Hits a man in the right flat down inside the 7-yard line. It's caught. A broken tackle. Touchdown. Breaker Judy, the big man at 6'5", caught the ball at the numbers. Well inside the 10-yard line. He lugged a couple Wildcats with him. Garkey hit him with a strike. The quarterback for Fort Recovery to Breaker Judy. Big extra point here for Garkey of Fort Recovery to make it a one-score game, 28-21.
And Breaker Judy, just a nice job, Judy. Barreling big tight end and does a real nice job. We saw him play the Wildcat a couple times. A nice long sustained drive. Now the Indians defense has to answer. They haven't stopped Minster all night. And if you give up a touchdown this drive, your season might be over. This has got to be a season defining stop for Coach Wes Wenning's defense.
Yep, the lines are down and the kick is good, but Garkey 28-21, Minster by 7. Fort Recovery closes within a score. We've got an exciting finish. 9:45 left to go here in the fourth quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at geyerschrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. GAIERS Inc.com.
Here is the kickoff return by Minster from the 10. Slight bobble of the football by the Wildcats, brought back over the 25 by Tyler Bergman. Ball set for play at the 26. 28-21 game. We've got a cliffhanger here at Fort Recovery.
You got to see the Indians step up here and get that stop. Here, if you're Minster, you want a long, consuming drive here. I think you're very consistent on the ground. I don't want to say not too aggressive, but just ground and pound. Grind that clock. Get a 5-6 minute drive, unless you break one, and get it down to 4-3 minutes to go, somewhere in that range, just to keep things kind of, out of Fort Recovery's reach.
9:42 to go in the fourth. Here's Carson Kaler. And he deals the ball off on the play to Dominic Meyer. He ramrods behind his right guard to the 30. And he struggles up to the 32-yard line. A gain of 5, second down 5 for Minster.
We also haven't seen Jack as any turnovers yet either, because we've seen such a high, efficient, productive offense today. Again, that could loom large here late in the game if either team commits a turnover.
7-3, Marion Local leads Coldwater. Coldwater kicked a field goal. Flyers return the ensuing kickoff for a score. Coldwater is in the vicinity of the Marion Local 30-yard line early on, fourth quarter, Maria Stein. 7-3 Marion. Here is Carson Kaler. He calls his own number, runs it behind right tackle, and he's halted at about the 35-yard line. Good resistance thrown up by the defensive front of Fort Recovery on that play. Good job by Josh Evers. Matthew Marshall assisted. And now we've got third and three for Minster. Big down. Just shy of the 35 in the Wildcats' end. 8:20 left to go in the fourth quarter. Clock moving. 28-21 Minster. Two receivers far left for the QB, Kaler. He gives the ball on the play to Dominic Meyer. Meyer to the line of scrimmage. Patiently looks for a crack. He finds it. And he pounds through it to the 38-39. Move the chain. First down, Minster. That's going to be the objective of the Wildcats on this offensive possession.
Rightfully so, too, Jack. It's that slow, methodical football. Again, it's only the fifth possession for Minster. Sometimes you get that all in one half, and they've got it only their fifth possession here with 7:52 in the fourth quarter. So slowly time is rolling away here for Fort Recovery.
Two receivers far left for Kaler. He's got Meyer alongside. Carson Kaler's going to keep it. He runs wide, gets to the line of scrimmage, and he's nabbed right at the 41-yard line. He might have carved out two on the play. Coming up was Jake Meyer, help from Breaker Judy. Second down, 8, Minster, line of scrimmage, the 42. These two teams, in terms of timeouts remaining.
All of them.
Yep, 3 each side, the full complement for both Fort Recovery and Minster. 28-21 game, Minster up a score. Wildcats taking every tick off the play clock to get this next play in. We're down to 6:50 to go in the fourth. 7-point lead, Minster. Second down, close to 8. A lot of movement along this line of scrimmage. Oh, it's a misdirection. The quarterback, Kaler, after a fake, takes off to the right. He's got open space beyond the numbers in front of the Minster bench. Carson Kaler zooms down the sideline. 35-30. Where did he go out of bounds? He hit the stripe back at the 36. Carson Kaler, Brandon, with a great night running the football.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's kind of when I saw that eye candy there, as I like to call it, that little action. They ran Bergman there, the fake the jet sweep, and knew it was going to Kaler. There's going to be a read option there, and boom, he just took off. And has done a nice job with his legs this second half compared to just his arm.
Here is the ball given to Dominic Meyer. Meyer angling, outside right tackle, stays on his feet, kicks his wheels to the 31 of Fort Recovery. Good first down run, 5 yards. That's what Minster wants. We're down to 6:20 left to go here in the fourth. 7-point lead, Minster.
And really the difference right now in this game is just one stop the Minster defense has had.
Yep.
As crazy as that is to say, it's one stop.
Yep, one punt in this game. That by Garkey of Fort Recovery. Every other possession, the offensive team scored. Good running play. Minster, right side of the line. A hole is opened. Ball carrier, 30-25. Dominic Meyer is somersaulted down at about the 24. Tackle on the play by Troy Post coming up from the secondary, but it's too late. First and 10, Minster. 24 of Fort Recovery. With 5:40 left in the fourth. Boy, a touchdown here by Minster would just about salt this game away.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why you're getting that slow, methodical drive. We're at 5:35 to go now. And again, it's only been one touch that Fort Recovery has had all the second half of having the football. It's been limited possessions here.
Fort needs to force a takeaway if possible. Getting the call, Dominic Meyer.
He puts his head down, and he digs hard inside the 25, 22, 21-yard line for Dominic Meyer, setting up a third down for the Wildcats. Let's see how many yards needed for a first down. Third and about seven. My mistake, second and seven. I got ahead of myself there. Second and seven, Minster. Ball spotted down outside the 20 of Fort Recovery. Clock is working down to 4:40 to go in the fourth. 28-21 Minster. Slot left, receivers left and right for Kaler. Let's see if he calls his own number. Oh, he fakes the inside handoff, throws, end zone, receiver, running 7-8 yards deep. Did he make a running stab? He did! What a throw by Kaler. Right on the button. Is that Schwederman downfield?
It is.
No, is Schwederman hit in stride? I think there is a penalty marker. Was there an OPI, a push-off by somebody?
I don't know. Maybe. They're walking it back. I think they're taking it off the board, Jack.
No 6 points for Minster. After all, Schwederman with a good route. Maybe he separated illegally with a shove in the eyes of the official. Let's see what's
they're talking about
been
it.
Determined.
Be a 21-yard touchdown reception if it stands.
The referees huddle at the 15. And still no mechanics.
This is a game-changing decision right here, too. So it's a good one to talk about here for the guys in stripes.
Nothing ruled officially. Here comes the head referee to the line of scrimmage.
Yep, they're going to...
Penalty being stepped off against Minster. And if it's an OPI, it's 15.
Yeah, but I think you're right there because I think there was some separation late because that ball hung there. I really didn't get a good look at Schwederman. I was watching the ball in the air, and he kind of saw Schwederman separate real quick. So maybe that's what the official called, the line judge did. So this gives Fort Recovery life right here. I mean, this is something that they have to have right here and get a stop.
Scoreboard reads third down, and by my calculation, it's third and 22. My mistake, second down. I thought the scoreboard was an error. That down didn't count. Penalty against Minster. Take that play all over again from the 36 of Fort Recovery. Clock is stopped, 4:30 left. Second and 23, Minster. Line to gain is down around the 13 or 14. And here's Carson Kaler in the spread. He's going to keep it. Oh, here comes the run blitz. Tackle made behind the line. As Kaler was collared down, he went immediately. Big stop there before recovery.
Luke Lochtefeld right there on the run blitz there on third down. Just wrapped Kaler up. And I think this is a situation where you're going to see Minster punt. So just rolling around 4 minutes here. I think if you're Minster, you punt. Or no, it is going to be third down still here. I think it was wrong on the scoreboard. So third and 23. I think you go here, best matchup down the line. See if you can get Schwederman in a one-on-one situation here.
Third and 23 for Minster. 39 of Fort Recovery. Kaler way back at the 50. Long bomb throwing down inside the 10. It's a pop-up. The center fielder picks it off for Fort Recovery. Running near sideline. 20, 25, 30. Gets a block. 40. It's Gorky, the quarterback. Fumble into the Fort Recovery bench at the 43. Let's see what's ruled. I think the ball went out of bounds. It was Gorky, I think, on the interception. He is the jack of all trades for Fort Recovery. He made the pick. He played center field. He was the deep safety. Interception down around the 7. And he brought it back 48 yards all the way to the Minster 45.
He got hit, did Kaler. Picked off by the safety there. Just a combination of everything working right for that Fort Recovery defense on that play because they've struggled clearly tonight and were able to make a play there on the ball. The safety playing in center field there, able to pick that off, and a great return on the Minster 45, and Fort Recovery is in business, Jack.
3 minutes, 33 seconds to go. Garkey toss pitch to Wendell. Wendell cuts it back, goes right up the gut, and he surges for 5 to the 42 of Minster.
and this is the situation. You got all your timeouts. So if you don't score anything, you got to hope you maybe get a stop here. But, you know, it depends on the situation. You trust your senior quarterback. You trust Reese Wendell, the way he's run the ball tonight, and try to be able to just to play smash-mouth football like you've been successfully able to do on three of your four drives so far.
Well, it was a four-yard gain, not five. Second and six, 41 of Minster. Pitch out, in sweep, Wendell. He turns on the Jets. He's on the edge of the Minster defense, 42-41, fires across it, aims for the 35 and the first down marker, knee touchdown at the 36, third and one for Fort Recovery, 36.5 yard line of Minster with 2 minutes and 30 seconds to go in this game. Fort Recovery is either going to score and tie this baby up and force an OT, Brandon, or Minster is going to get a stop and hold on to the one touchdown victory.
That short drive given to Breaker Judy right there. Nice job.
Breaker Judy right up the middle for Fort Recovery. He earns that yard and a half in the first down to the Minster 34. First and 10, Fort Recovery. Timeouts left, each team with three.
Yep.
We've only got 2 minutes and 6 seconds left in this game. This fourth quarter has flown.
Hey, Jack, like I said, too, I said a turnover might be a big possibility, might be a big change.
Yep.
Hey, I'm not saying I'm right all the time, but I might have been right there.
We've had as many turnovers as punts.
Yeah, exactly.
One each way. Running play, Fort Recovery, not much doing there. Tackle made at the 31 or 32. Wendell tried to wedge ahead. Timeout called by the Indians with 1:46 left. Second down, about 7 or 8 upcoming when we return on scoresbroadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Volley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are especially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
Well, up on second down, 7 for Fort Recovery. Reese Wendell gets about 6.5. Third down, half yard to go. 24-yard line of Minster. Here's Garkey to the line of scrimmage. No room there. He takes it to the outside. Garkey numbers far side of the field. He is at the 20-15. Racked up from behind. Noah Schwederman saved a touchdown.
Yeah.
At about the 11-yard line. Fort Recovery driving. Two timeouts left. 1 minute to go in the game. First and 10, Fort Recovery. Outside the 10 of Minster. Down by a touchdown. Reese Wendell hammers between right guard and tackle. He is stalled at the 9. Let's see if another timeout gets used.
Yeah, it is, and I think this is by Fort Recovery. They got one left with 47 seconds left.
Whew. Oh, boy.
What a game.
Yeah, I figured this would be a cliffhanger, a close one. My prediction all week was 2014. And not too far off. It's going to be a one-score difference.
But it's been a limited possession game, too. I mean, even for how efficient the offenses have been, it's been long, methodical drives. I mean, each team hasn't thrown more than 3 passes in a half. So I mean, that's been the thing. It's a long second and nine here. Yep. You know, the field gets short, so the call sheet gets, you know, a little different for the offensive play caller here. Whether that's offensive coordinator Cook or Wes Wenning, I don't know who calls the plays for Fort, but, I mean, it's very interesting here.
Yep, as we head down the stretch of this game, we want to remind you all about Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie, your new community go-to store. We'll talk about Schaefer over the final minute of this game. Second down, Fort Recovery, 9 yards to go for a first down. The ball at the Minster 10. A first down can be gained at the 1. Uh-oh!
Ouch.
Indians move too soon. That hurts.
We've seen too many pre-snap penalties on both sides tonight, Jack, that have just hurt. I think a little more leaning Fort Recovery's way, but that's in the crucial part in the red zone where you don't have much room to operate with anyway, and that's just going to hurt Fort Recovery more and put them in a second and 14.
Hey, don't forget Schaefer Market, South Main, Fort Loramie. We have gone local. We have found out from you, the customer, exactly what products you want to see in our store. We've responded. Winners Meats, Mahaffey Pies, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, Hunt Brothers Pizza, and more. Now about 14 to go for a first down. Deep drop, Garkey, 25-yard line. Fires a bullet down around the 7. It's batted. It's in the air. Incomplete. Minster double coverage on Judy.
Yeah.
And it's going to be third down and 14 for Fort Recovery. Line of scrimmage, 15 of Minster. Again, a first down can be picked up in the field of play.
That's a great play by Kettner right there, getting his hand in the cookie jar, as they call it right there, making a nice, clean play as the defensive back there on the intended receiver.
Hey, don't forget Schaefer Market. Hot daily lunches from that Market Deli sub shop. Fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps at Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie. And you'll love the new smoothie machine. Here's Garkey rolling left, still rolling. He wants to throw, no one open. Garkey far sideline. He meets resistance at the boundary. Down he goes. Minimal gain. It's going to be fourth down and a bunch for Fort Recovery. Fourth and about 13 yards to go for a first down. Fourth and 14 for a touchdown. And this is the play of the game. 32 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Minster in the lead, 28-21 over Fort Recovery.
But you got one timeout. If you're Coach Wenning, you might use it here.
Fort Recovery in the huddle, back at the 20 for a lengthy duration. Scoreboard reads 4th and 11 at the 12. And I think the Indians will get a timeout. Fort Recovery does. This game is coming down to one play, and you kind of sense that the way the first half went. 5 possessions, 5 touchdowns.
Yeah, I mean, each defense has got one stop. I mean, Fort Recovery on the turnover, obviously last drive, and Minster early on in the second half. So, I mean, each team's only had 5 possessions. So, you say 10 possessions in a high school football game, man, that is very, very minimal.
Marion Local defeats Coldwater 7-6. Marion Local, another tight win squeezed out by the Flyers at the very end of the game. 7-6 Marion Local.
I just heard an awe from the crowd here, Jack. An awe. Marion, and that touchdown's on special teams.
Marion Local beat Anna by a point, beat Versailles by a point, and tonight beats Coldwater by a point. 7-6. What a year for the Marion Local Flyers. And this was win number 10 this year, a 10-0 year for the Flyers, yeah, who have now won 74 straight.
Wow, that's crazy. They're gonna have a nice rest next week, being off on Friday. So here we go.
Hey, don't forget, on the other end of Main Street in Fort Loramie is Schaefer Drive-Thru, formerly North Loramie Drive-Thru. We've got your convenient grab-and-go options at Schaefer Drive-Thru. Grab a Schaefer Market cold sub at the new Schaefer Drive-Thru, formerly North Loramie Drive-Thru. Here we go, fourth down, Fort Recovery. They need 11. Garkey in the pocket, back at the 25, still looking. He's scrambling. He's under duress. It's a sack by Minster, and that's going to do it. defense made the play for the Wildcats. Real good coverage in the end zone as Fort Recovery couldn't shake a man free. And Garkey was hit eventually behind the line of scrimmage. And that's going to do it. Jace Hemmelgarn, Colby Niemeyer, Chase Bishop, all in there for the Minster Wildcats. Carter Cordy was in there too. They put the stop on Garkey. Final 24 seconds of this game. Minster takes over on downs, leading by a score of 28-21. Minster will take a knee. Fort Recovery is not going to use a timeout, and that's going to do it. Both teams head to their sidelines, and that's going to be the ball game. Fort Recovery, I think, used its last timeout. Yep, the Indians did before that final fourth down play. The home team can't stop the clock, and that's it. Minster survives with a big win over Fort Recovery, 28-21, to, I think, more than likely keep Fort Recovery out of the playoffs. Indians needed to win to get in. Yep. Thanks so much to Schaefer Market, your new community go-to store in Fort Loramie. Don't forget to stop by today, see all the new items, as well as your old favorites at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's. You'll love the winter's meats, Mahaffey pies, Weaver Brothers eggs and cheeses, Hunt Brothers pizza, and more. And Schaefer RV Storage is now located behind Schaefer Market, right behind the store. The bays are 14 by 54 feet each. Email Holly Schaefer at holly@schaeferoil.com. That's S-C-H-A-F-E-R oil.com. Find out more about Schaefer RV Storage and take advantage of the Schaefer Market Gallon Give Back Program at the market gas pumps. Always low prices, plus 1 penny from each gallon sold this month goes to a special public service endeavor. And guess what? It's the Minster Marching Band. That's the public service organization for which the Schaefer Market Gallon Give Back Program is designed this month. Your new community go-to store, South Main and Fort Loramie, Schaefer Market. It's gone local. We've got for you, the customer, on our shelves just what you want. What a game, 28-21. We said in the pregame, 2014-21-14. Might be a good prediction. It wound up 28-21. We were in the ballpark, had the margin of difference. Minster hangs on to win it with a big fourth down stop of Fort Recovery in the middle of the red zone in the final minute of this game. Minster preserves a 28-21 triumph. Minster with an outside shot at finishing eighth and getting a home game and hosting perhaps Layman Catholic in Week 11 to start the postseason playoffs. Congrats to 15 Fort Recovery seniors who celebrated senior night here this evening. Unfortunately for the Fort Recovery seniors, Fort Recovery couldn't pull this game out of the fire. In fact, Fort Recovery never led in this contest. No. Brandon Minster had 7-point leads, had a 14-point lead midway second half before Fort Recovery cut it to 7 and then got the final possession thanks to a Garkey interception inside his own 10, and the long march by Fort Recovery in the waning few minutes ended. The Indians were stopped on downs, and Minster wins this thriller here tonight at Fort Recovery, 28-21. We're back to close it up in a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookin's Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookin's family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookin's. Hit the ground running. Order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring and Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Welcome back to Fort Recovery. Jack Kramer, Brandon Coverman. Minster victorious 28-21 over Fort Recovery in a thriller. This Minster team is coming on strong. Wildcats offensive line is very solid, playing its best football collectively of the year. Dominic Meyer runs hard, and Carson Kaler, quarterback for the Wildcats, has a deceivingly strong arm. He's got quick feet, makes good decisions. This is a Division VII playoff team, Brandon, that could go deeper than a lot of people might think.
Yeah, and I think everyone's looking at the typical, you know, Marion, a very heavy favorite. Obviously, St. Henry, a very heavy favorite as well. But there's some sneaky good teams in there. You know, Minster can make some noise. We know that MAC teams are way better battle-tested than some of these teams we see in the region. So that, you know, you look at a Minster's record going in at 6-4, probably looks better than some of these teams that are 10-0, 9-1, 8-2, respectively, that are ahead of them in the standings. So you can have that confidence knowing that they've played St. Henry, knowing that they've played Marion. They've beaten teams like a good Fort Recovery squad tonight, beating Versailles and so on and so forth, you know, contesting right up there with Coldwater. It's a great win for Minster to go into the playoffs next week. They'll see where the chips fall after tonight to see if they get a home game, but a good win for Coach Whiting going into the postseason.
We'll hear from you in a minute with a look at some numbers, some stats on this game tonight. I'd like to tell our listeners about O'Reilly Machine Tool in Rushi, which offers tool sharpening, recoating, special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost. We'll grind your first 10 tools free, typical turnaround a week. O'Reilly Machine Tool in Rushi, accepting applications in person at 560 East Main and online at O'ReillyMTS.com, O-R-E-I-L-L-Y-M-T-S.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services, accepting job applications right now at 560 East Main in Rushi. That's O'Reilly Machine Tool, O-R-E-I-L-L-Y-M-T-S.com. Same can be said for A&M Pallet in Rushi. If you're looking for work, A&M Pallet has entry-level positions available on shift number one, Monday through Thursday, from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Message us on Facebook or call 937-295-3093. A&M Pallet, Range Line Road in Rushi, began to establish its unique brand way back in 1986. Today, four decades later, A&M Pallet serves 200 more businesses across the Buckeye State, including 60 less than 75 miles away. A&M Pallet, A&M, affordably manufactured in Rushi. I want to say thanks to Denny Monin in Rushi with scores, updating us all night tonight. Fort Loramie beat Allen East. Spencer Wells' team closes the year at home, 37-7, Fort Loramie over Allen East. St. Henry beat Versailles 20-14, Marion Local 7, Coldwater 6. That is a final. St. Henry, I believe, defeated Versailles by a count of 20-14. Anna was all over Parkway, 35-0 late in the second quarter. Fine game tonight here, Brandon, at Fort Recovery. One turnover in the game, one punt in the game.
Yeah.
Both offenses extremely efficient.
Yeah, they were. And taking a look at this overall, I only have Fort Recovery for 61 yards through the air, 202 on the ground, though. For Minster, I had 94 through the air, 188 on the ground. The scoring tonight looked like this to open up the game with 6:39. The first quarter was a 19-yard Cole Albers touchdown reception. The PAT was good. Fort Recovery responded with 11:09 in the second quarter. Reese Wendell with a 2-yard PAT run. Extra point was good. And then Minster responds with a 35-yard Noah Schwederman touchdown reception. PAT was good. And then Fort Recovery comes back with another Reese Wendell 5-yard scamper. And the PAT is good, tied it up at 14. And then right as the clock expired going into half, Dominic Meyer with a touchdown. And the PAT is good to make it 21-14. Minster ahead at the half. Fort Recovery come out and had in the third quarter, it was a 45-yard Carson Kaler touchdown run with 2:46 to go. PAT was good, made it 28-14, Minster. And then the last score of the game was a 9-yard reception by Breaker Judy, and the PAT was good, making it 28-21. And then, obviously, Fort Recovery getting the pick, but getting stopped on downs there, made it 28-21. So Minster finishes 6-4 on the season. Fort Recovery right at the 500 mark. Looks like they're going to be out of the playoffs.
I'll say this, Brandon. That's as good a 5-5 non-playoff team as I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And going from 2024 to 2025, the cut down from 16 to 12.
Hurt.
16 yep. teams last year in the region qualify for the postseason. This year, just a dozen. You heard Doug Oot, executive director, Ohio High School Athletic Association, address that at halftime. He said he prefers 16 because he wants as many to get in as possible. Well, Fort Recovery is on the short end this year. Had it been a 16-team format, Fort Recovery would have sneaked in, I think, inside 16. But the loss tonight, Indians are out. And this is as good a 5-5 non-playoff team as you'll ever see. Had Anna beaten for all but 3 minutes last week and was within a play of drawing even with Minster in the final seconds of this game this evening. A tough break for
Wes Wenning, first-year head coach of Fort Recovery, his coaches and club. But he has renewed the juice, so to speak, here at Fort Recovery. Indians football is back.
Yeah, absolutely. And for my Clancy's Player of the Games, I'm going to go with Carson Kaler from Minster. Pretty clear, great game for him tonight, quarterback. And for Fort Recovery, I'm going to go with Reese Wendell, senior back in his last game. A couple touchdowns tonight, a pair of them in the first half. Just ran completely hard. Just admired how he played tonight. So I'm going to give those guys our Clancy's Player of the Game.
This segment brought to you by Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All you can eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Hey, keep abreast of scoresbroadcast.com, S-C-O-R-E-S, broadcast.com, for our updated broadcast schedule. Scores, Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We are your radio on your phone for high school sports. Don't forget, there's volleyball district action tomorrow. Yep. At Fairborn in Division 7, and then regional semifinals kick off at 6 on Thursday. We will have the doubleheader from
Northmont.
Northmont, right. Doubleheader at Northmont, Division 7, volleyball regional semis on the air about 5:30 or so on Thursday night. High school playoff football next Friday, 1 week from tonight. Keep abreast of the website. Not sure of which game we'll cover. In fact, there won't be pairings announced. Yeah. For probably 12 to 24 hours.
Yeah.
We won't know how JoeIdle.com has ranked the teams officially until 3 in the morning, and that's when I will set my alarm.
Yeah.
And then next Saturday afternoon, volleyball regional championship, Division 7, 2 o'clock at Northmont. Who knows? Who knows? Might be two Shelby County athletic teams, two SCAL teams playing for a berth in the state championship. Never know. Could be.
Yeah.
So a lot in store here on scoresbroadcast.com for you, the listener, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Yeah, I think, you know, a lot of this football action is going to be great, but volleyball, too, we'll sneak into that at Northmont. You know, Rushi Larmy will probably be in that regional, most likely. Rushi probably going to have to face a Lipsick team that's only lost once in the regional semi. Larmy looks like they'd match up with Mississinewa Valley, so maybe possibly a Rushi Larmy regional final. That would be awesome for our Shelby County fans out there and see a good regional final. Larmy trying to go back-to-back, but let's see if Shelby County can do some damage here.
Yeah, district titles tomorrow at Fairborn. Rushi meets New Miami at 11. Middletown Christian takes on Mississinewa Valley at 1. and it's Fort Loramie against Troy Christian in the finale at 3 at Fairborn tomorrow. Those are district championships. Those three winners join the Northwest District number 6 champ to form the regional. Is Lipsick?
It's Lipsick.
Lipsick's
yep.
already won it.
Yep.
Okay. Lipsick has won the Northwest District number 6 title. So Lipsick will join the three winners of Southwest District D7 volleyball matches tomorrow. Those will be the four teams in the regional beginning at 6. A doubleheader at Northmont on Thursday night. We've got coverage starting at 5:30. Playoff football on Friday night at 6:20. Game to be determined. Regional championship in volleyball on the air about 1:30 or so on Saturday afternoon. Thanks to you, our online listeners, for being with us all night long. Great game as Minster pulls it out by 7 over Fort Recovery. Great finish. It went right down to the wire. We thought it would be a good game, and we picked a fine contest. Hope you enjoyed it. Thanks to Brandon Coverman alongside Stats Color, assisting with on-site engineering here at Fort Recovery tonight. Jack Kramer saying good evening from Fort Recovery Indians High School Stadium, where Fort Recovery has fallen to Minster in the regular season finale, 28-21 on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 20 years, scoresbroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. Local Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank Local very much. Scoresbroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from Local Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brookins Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brookins. Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Meyering. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schultze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schultze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veteran Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veteran Services. This is Scores Broadcast.com.